It's Friday Night Lights. Time for Bradford Owls High School football on WESB Sports. 1490 AM, B107.5 FM. Streaming on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps and WESB.com. Let's go, Owls. Here's Cameron Snodgrass with all the action on WESB Sports.
Good afternoon and welcome to Bradford Owls football on WESB. I'm Cam Snodgrass, joined by my partner, Mr. Ryan Mackey. Ryan, how are you doing today?
Buddy, I am doing fantastic. Excited to be back in the booth with you today after missing last week. Had some marriage obligations to take care of, so couldn't really skip out on that.
No, you can't. And I'm glad you're back because we got ourselves a good football game tonight. We got our Bradford Owls taking on the visiting Otto Eldred Terrors. And both teams are looking to rebound after big losses. Last week, our Owls lost to the Port Allegheny Gators, the defending runner-ups for single A, 70-33, not what we wanted for opening game. And Eldred is looking to rebound after their 44-6 loss to Union AC Valley. So we have two hungry teams today that are looking to get a first win on the board.
Yeah, I mean, looking back at last week, I'm sure Eldred coming off the year that they had a pretty successful season overall in general in their athletic department. I'm pretty sure they weren't looking for that type of performance in their week one under new head coach Eric Reese. But Bradford, tough game to start off with going against Port Allegheny, somebody who, again, runner-up last year in single A. They're a very tough, dominant team. They're going to be right back in the running this year. So I wouldn't put too much stock into that game, to be completely honest with you.
No, that's a very tough game to open up against, and Port Allegheny didn't lose a lot of players, but we can't live in the past.
Right.
We got to look forward, and looks like our Owls are going to run on and take the field now. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a two-minute break, and then we're going to come back with the starting lineups presented by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction does everything from the ground up, including excavation, concrete, and foundation work, carpentry, landscaping, and more. See Gleason for bulk ground products as well, like mulch, gravel, topsoil, and salt for wintertime. See them at GleasonConstruction.com to see all they can do for you.
Toji's Substation is the friendly fun place. Always the best homemade food in town, prepared right in front of you. Giant fat subs, great pizza, meaty chicken wings, and hand-smashed burgers. Plus delicious soups, chili, and huge salads. Also a big variety of domestic, imported, and craft beer, including Toji's Buck of Beer Specials to go, and the fastest six-packs in town. 50 years of great food and fun, and they're open 7 days a week. Whether you eat in or take out, get always fast service and delicious food at Toji's Substation, 402 East Main Street in Bradford.
When you need help on the road, like a flat tire, out of gas, jump start, lockout, or need a tow, even secure indoor storage for towed vehicles, remember this number, 814-331-3260. That's Bud's Towing and Recovery, 814-331-3260. Save it in your phone because you never know. Flat tire, dead battery, need a tow, or if you're out of gas, Bud's got your back, 24/7. New business, same guy you know. Give Bud a call if you need a tow. And if you've had an accident, be sure to ask for him by name. Bud's Towing and Recovery, 814-331-3260.
Real estate is not a trend, it's a fact of life. Whether you're buying or selling a property, call a professional before you begin your journey. That's Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate. Kathy will take the time to provide you with the information you need to help you make the best real estate decision. Kathy has years of experience in the real estate market and can educate you in making the right choice. Her motto is, planning is key. Call Kathy Obermeyer with ERA Team VP Real Estate today to discuss your present or future plans. Call 814-368-3994.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB. We got our starting lineups, which are presented by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate. And actually, we're going to pause on that. They're going to play the national anthem right now.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, W.R. Case & Sons, Allegheny Vein & Vascular, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate,
Burns and Burns Insurance, Metallico Bradford, Buds Towing and Recovery, Gleason Construction, Team Minard, and Worth W. Smith Company Hardware. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps and WESB.com. WESB Bradford, B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
And welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB. That was the ending of the national anthem, which is played by the Bradford Owls High School Marching Band. So kudos to them. It sounded amazing. So back to the lineups, Mr. Ryan Mackey. These are presented by Kathy Obermeyer, ERA, Team VP Real Estate. At quarterback, we have Andrew, the pocket dog, Giordano. Fullback is going to be Tommy Langdon. Halfbacks are going to be Logan Kohler and Fabian Shirk. Your left tackle will be Blake Callahan. Your left guard is going to be Sean Ward. The center is Jacob Abers. Right guard is Bryce Thomas. Right tackle, Braden Little. Your tight end, Caden Keyshore. And wide receivers are Braylon Austin and Colton Miller. And on defense, at defensive ends is Andrew Giordano, Bryce Thomas. Defensive tackles are Caleb Mackey, Braylon Little. Your middle linebackers are Sean Ward and Tommy Langdon. Your outside linebackers are Matt DeCasper and Caden Keyshore. Your cornerbacks are Fabian Shirk and Braylon Austin. And your safety is Mr. Lucas Wallace, who played a heck of a game last week against the Gators.
Yeah, I got here right at the tail end of the game and saw a little bit of Lucas, and he was really impressive. He was nice and calm in the pocket. He added a little bit of extra dynamic to the Owls offense. He looked like he'd roll out and scramble a little bit. Did have that 8-yard rushing touchdown at the end of the game.
Right.
So, yeah, he added a little bit of flair to his game.
Yeah, and he, like I said, he adds that element. He's a sophomore too, but he does add that element of he can extend a play. And I think that's big for the Owls, and hopefully they're going to start using him more moving forward, especially running the wing T, which is new but not new for the Owls, if that makes sense. But do you have any playmakers for Eldred that we should be paying attention to?
So one person you're definitely going to be hearing a lot tonight is Shane McGee, the quarterback for Eldred. He was their quarterback last year as well. Really good player. He led their team last week, 180 total purpose yards. He did a little bit of everything, was throwing, had 122 yards passing, had another 58 yards rushing on the ground. Does a little bit of everything for them. They have another senior, Dawson Welch, who had 120 total yards. A lot of that came from kick returns, but he does have an electric side to him. He's a little bit faster. I was watching highlights from last week, and he does have a little bit of speed to him. If you give him a gap in the open field, especially on kickoffs, he looks like he has the speed to house. He didn't house anything last week, but he looks like he does have the potential to house something if you give him the space to do it. And then Wyatt Blendinger for Ottawa Eldred, he's a sophomore, not only led the team in tackles last week, but also had two pass defense and had 68 yards receiving on top of it. So he's looking like a pretty promising player as well. So he's going to have to be somebody that Coach Puglio and his coaching staff has kind of starred next to him.
Right. Well, yeah, that's something that they're going to have to be disciplined. Last week we saw the game that started out, they were disciplined for probably the first 4 or 5 minutes of the game, and then when the ball started rolling away from them and Port Allegheny started taking over, you started seeing frustration, you started seeing that discipline go away. So against a team like Eldred, I feel like this is probably a good rebound game for them to get a really good look at the wing tee, mm-hmm, as well, because you're not going against a state-caliber team like Port Allegheny.
Well, and last week, you got to remember, too, they're playing against debatably a top 10 running back in the entire state in Aiden Bliss.
Not even state, country.
It's probably fair enough. I mean, you're not going to see that here tonight. So he's a good wake-up call, like, hey, there's levels to this, and Eldred doesn't have anybody on this roster that is on that same level of skill. So Aiden Bliss was a good first week challenge, good wake-up call for the Owls, and now they can kind of settle in and see what they actually have here in Bradford this year.
Right. And also, not to discredit what you were saying, but we do have our Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes, which you can enter in at both locations at the Family Restaurant or at the Toji's Substation. And our first quarter contestant this week is going to be Mark Klein. So, Mark, if the Owls score in the first quarter, you are going to win a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If they don't score, no big deal. You're still going to get your free lunch special from Toji's Substation. So, so good luck to Mark Klein on that. And we are going to get started early. And here's the kickoff by Eldred. And it's going to be returned. It's going to be picked up at the 35-yard line. We got a couple broken tackles. And it looks like we have a gang of terrors there. So we're going to get started 3 minutes early. And the Owls are going to take over at their own 37-yard line.
They got that kicked off so fast. I was trying to figure out who the kicker even was for Eldred. It looks like number 77, Isaac Vincent, is the one who kicked it off.
That might be the biggest kicker in District 9.
Yeah. I mean, doesn't have his weight or height, but he is not small.
That's a grown man.
He's playing defensive
there.
Tackle right now, so yeah, he's a big boy.
That's a grown man. So the Owls are going to come out in their wing tee, and we have Andrew Giordano under center, Tommy Langdon in the backfield. And we got Logan Kohler in motion. It's going to be a handoff to Logan Kohler. He's going to stretch the edge, and he's going to be met by two or three of the Terrors, and the Owls are going to lose about 2 yards on that carry. What did you see there?
Yeah, Logan Kohler going in motion off from the left-hand side to the right, and immediately I couldn't tell who the left end was right away for Otto, but he was able to get off his block. He immediately got his hands up nice and quick, and with discipline stayed in his protected his area and was able to just bring him down.
All right, so the Owls are going to get geared up for their second down and 11, so it was only a loss of 1 yard. And we're going to have a quick handoff to Tommy Langdon, and he's not going to go anywhere, and he's going to pick up nothing right there. So it's going to bring up third down and 11 for the Owls.
Yeah, right there it looks like they're Bradford trying to go with a little bit of trickery. Looked like they were trying to do same motion formation that they had last play, except just kept it with Tommy Langdon out of the backfield. And again, I'll just stay in discipline and not really falling for any of the motion trickery or anything like that that Bradford's thrown at him so far.
And this is first-year head coach Eric Reese, who was coach for Smethport last year, took over this position after Troy Cook, longtime Eldred coach, took over. So they have a new system in place, too. And Logan Kohler's got the pitch to the outside, and looks like he's going to pick up 4 yards on the carry. So it's going to bring up a third down or fourth down and 7, which is not going to be good enough for a first down for the Owls.
No, and Logan Kohler is quick. I was watching him last week for the brief amount of time that he was in the game while I was here. He's got some quick feet. He's got some agility to him. He's got some side-to-side motion, and he's got the acceleration that you need. Unfortunately, Eldred very much leaning on Bradford having to run the football. Bradford only threw for like 12 yards last week.
Right.
So they're not really looking to throw. Eldred knows that, so here we are.
All right, and the Owls are going to punt the ball, so I can't see who's going to be the punter for today. But there's the kick, and it's going to go to the Eldred 30-yard line, down to the 20, and it looks like it's going to roll dead at the Eldred 23-yard line. So the Terrors will take over at their own 23-yard line. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Heritage design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case heritage design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Good option. And welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. And we got quarterback Shane McGee for the Terrors. He's going to pick up 12 yards on the quarterback keeper off of some misdirection. And so that's going to be good enough for Eldred first down.
Yeah, right off the bat, you see the sophomore Wyatt Bellinger coming off from the left-hand side to the right in motion. And Shane McGee just reading the defense perfectly, kept it on the option, and ran off the left-hand side for a huge gain for Otto Eldred to start. And like I said, he's their main focal point on offense, so Bradford's got to keep an eye on him at all times.
And Lucas Wallace was in on that play, too. They sent him in on a blitz, and he almost got there. He just it looked like a read option, and he just missed it.
Yep.
So Eldred's going to come out, and we got the twin set. We got
it's going to be a
fumble in the backfield. It was a shovel pass to number two which looks like Dawson Welch, and he's going to fumble it, and it's going to be a loss of, it looks like, six, seven yards.
Yeah.
It looks like they are, because it was a shovel, I don't think that he maintained possession, so they're going to call it an incomplete pass.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's going to bring up second down and 10 for the Terrors.
Yeah, and right there, I mean, he had Welch had space on the right-hand side there of the field because this is the far side of the field. He had a lot of space, just unfortunately wasn't able to corral it for Eldred.
And a look that we saw different from last week is the Owls are running a two-high safety, a cover two. And we're going to get our twin set again from the Terrors, and we have Welch in motion again. And we're going to get a whistle, and it looks like it's going to be a timeout for Eldred, but we're going to stick here for the timeout. So early on, that first drive that we saw with the Owls on offense, what's something that you got to change? Because it looks like we're not setting the edge again. That's what it looks like.
Well, I think you just got to get more initial bursts off that off the line. It looks like you're not really getting firing off the line. It looks like Otto Eldred was more aggressive, more reactive to the ball, which shouldn't be the case. You're on offense. You already know the count. You shouldn't really have that issue when you're on offense. So Bradford's offensive line needs to be wary of the count, be aggressive on the snap, and not and really force Otto Eldred back and not allowing them to keep an arm's distance and make a play and be able to stand their ground so that way they can give these running backs and their quarterback some time to make a play, especially guys like Logan Kohler.
Right. And just a reminder, Mark Klein, you are our Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes for the first quarter. So if the Owls score, you are going to get a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If they don't score, you're still going to get the lunch special from Toji's Substation. We got motion for Eldred, and it's going to be a quarterback keeper for Shay McGee. And he's going to get around to the edge, and he's going to break a couple tackles. And he is met by a big tackle by number 9 for the Owls, which is going to be an early for Matthew DeCasper. And that's going to be an early nomination for the Love Toyota Collision of the Game. That was big.
That was a big hit. That was a very nice hit, too, in the middle of the field. But, again, McGee's a tough kid to bring down. Yep. You can't go up high on him, have to get his hips, and not allow him to break free because he's already had two decent-sized runs at the start of this game. So he's got to be the focal point for the defense.
He does, and there's 8:45 to go here in the first quarter, and it's going to be a third down and 6 for Eldred. And here's the snap, and McGee's going to drop back for a pass, and Bradford has some pressure. McGee's going to find the open receiver, and that's going to Logan Kohler laying the boom on number 4. That's going to be Christian Bear, and he's going to force the incompletion. And sorry, Matt DeCasper, I think Logan Kohler is now taking over for the Love Toyota Collision in the game. What a big hit. So it's going to be 4th down and 6, and it looks like it's going to be an obvious punting situation for Eldred.
See, that's what's nice about sitting up here in the booth is you can see those hits coming.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, I'm just sitting here waiting. Like, as soon as I see that ball coming in and Kohler breaking on that ball, I'm like, come on.
All right, so I can't see who's back to punt for Eldred. But it's going to be a low snap, and here's the punt.
Number 1, Shane McGee.
Shane McGee, and it's going to go out of – no, it's going to stay inbounds. Logan Kohler decided not to return it, and it's going to get down at the Owls' 15-yard line. So good punt by Eldred. We will be right back when the Owls take back the field. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Metallico of Bradford wants to buy your ferrous and non-ferrous items such as steel, brass, copper, and aluminum. They work with you to create a recycling plan that can become a profit center for your business. Metallico offers competitive and fair pricing every day, every time. They won't promise you a high price and pay you significantly less when you arrive. Visit them at 286 High Street in Bradford or call them at 814-362-6873 for their special Metallico pricing.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. Our offense is lining up in their patented wing T formation. Andrew Giordano under center. We got motion by Fabian Shirk, and it's going to be a handoff to Shirk. He's going to go up the middle, and he's going to break a couple tackles. Still not going down. It's going to take 4 or 5 Terrors. Going to bring him down, and that's going to be a pickup of 6 yards for the Owls for Fabian Shirk.
See, and that right there is exactly what I was talking about previously, is that Bradford there snapped off the ball, created a hole. Shirk did a great job of reading where the holes were opening up and didn't try to rush it, just let the gaps open up themselves and exploited the holes that were there available to him instead of trying to force anything outside and break a bigger play.
So 2nd down and 4, we got 7:45 remaining here in the first quarter. We got Logan Kohler in motion. And Giordano's going to trip, and it's going to be a handoff to Logan, who breaks the tackle. breaks another tackle, and he's going to get out past the 33 out to the 34-yard line, and that's going to be good enough for an Owls first down.
Yeah, right there. I wish I could tell you honestly what happened there, but it almost looks like a bad play that I don't know if Giordano was falling and he just happened to get the handoff off in time.
Oh, he tripped, yeah.
It looked like a mess in the backfield from up here where we were sitting, and then all of a sudden you see Logan Kohler just break through the line. So, I mean, great play by Logan to make something out of nothing there, and good job by Giordano to stay composed and make sure he got the handoff.
So it'll be a first down and 10 at their own 34-yard line. And we got motion from Logan Kohler again, and here's going to be a handoff to Tommy Langdon, who we got some business going on in the backfield, and he's going to pick up 2 yards. He's going to bring up a second down and 8 for the Owls.
Yeah, right there, just tough running by Tommy, just trying to make something out of nothing. The middle of that Ottawa defense looks to be pretty stout. Looks like most of the damage that Bradford has done so far has been more to the outside or when they've ran off the tackles, so that's going to be something to watch because they had that big 77 that was
that's
a kicker.
An adult. That's an adult out there.
Isaac Vincent out there looking like a grown man.
Yeah, he is. All right, so second down and 8 for the Owls. Colton Miller at receiver. We got Logan Kohler in motion. And we're going to get another handoff. I think that's Fabian Shirk, and he's not going to go anywhere. Picks up maybe a half a yard. It's going to bring up a third down and 7 for the Owls.
Yeah, again, right up the middle where – it doesn't seem like that's going to be the effective route tonight. So, maybe Bradford wants to try to wear that middle down and break something off that way. But to start the game, their two biggest plays have come off of outside runs. So, I'm not quite sure if it's the grown man Isaac Vincent out there that's the problem or Isaac Vincent's the problem.
It might be he is the problem. That's a big dude. All right, here's a handout to Logan Kohler. He's going to try to get to the outside.
Yep.
Breaks one tackle, breaks two tackles, and he's got some open space, and he just tiptoes out about. If he could just find a way to stay in, he's gone, and that's gonna be 6 points for the Owls.
I mean, if he was out, he was not out by very much. Probably had a toenail out of bounds because he looked like he tiptoed that sideline from up here.
Oh, they gave him a bad spot too. They didn't even give him the first down.
Oh, that's a late call. He was up near the 50 when they called him.
When they finally whistled it dead. So it's gonna be a fourth down and 2, maybe a long one for the Owls, but yeah, Logan Kohler with a nice pickup there. So the Owls obviously are going to go for it. You're in that gray area here.
Yep.
You trust your defense, so Eldridge showing blitz, and it's going to be a pitch to Fabian Shirk, and he's not going to get it.
Oh, man.
He stopped running. If he kept moving his feet, he probably gets the first down and gets bottled up. So this appears to be a turnover on downs where Eldridge will take over at the Owls' 48-yard line. What'd you see?
Well, right there, it looks like, to me, it looked like Shirk, when he was preparing for contact, instead of getting low and changing his level and getting low and driving his legs, he looks like he stood up tall and just kind of took the hit as opposed to either trying to make a move or, like I said, changing your level, changing your center of gravity and keep pumping your legs and hopefully driving because Bradford's, to credit Bradford's offensive line, they did come up from behind him and give him a little bit of a push, and he just wasn't in the position to really take advantage of it.
So the Otto Eldred Terrors are going to take over. There's 5:29 to go here in the first quarter. Score 0-0 still. Mark Klein, we are hoping for an Owl score so you can get the dinner special at Toji's Family Restaurant. But here's a snap, and it's going to be a handoff to Mr. Welch.
Ooh.
And 18. I don't know who number 18 is, but that's the biggest hit. Sorry, Logan Cole, you've been bumped out again for a Love Toyota collision. Braylon
Austin
laying the boom.
The junior wide receiver cornerback.
Wow.
Big hit.
That I want to see what this flag is.
That might be the biggest hit I've seen in high school football in the last 3 years. And there's going to be a penalty. It's going to go against Eldred. And it looks like a holding call. So it's going to back him up 10 yards. So it's going to bring up a first down and 20.
So I had an insult to injury.
Here's the holding call.
Big hit gets laid
here's
on.
Here's the holding call,
and
you
get the holding on top of it. Like, not only are you going to get rocked, you're going to get pushed back 10 more yards.
So Braylon Austin, first quarter. That was what we call a clock cleaner hit.
Oh, man, that was rough.
We got the high school students here saying you can't do that, which they are correct. That is a penalty flag when you do holding. It's illegal, so you can't do that. So we got Tripps right closest to us. And Shane McGee's dropping back the pass. Owls get pressure. But Shane McGee steps up in the pocket, and there is a penalty flag on the field again. So we're going to see what that is.
He's dragged down by Logan Kohler.
But, yeah, good pickup by Shane McGee. He's going to pick up about 9 or 10 of the yards from the holding call.
Yep, essentially gets the yardage back. But it looks like it's going to be – I don't know. The penalty flag came in the area of the wide receiver cornerback matchup on the far side of the field.
Yeah, so we got to take a look here.
I think they waved it off.
It looks like they did wave it off. So, yes. All right, so it's going to make up a second down and a long 10 for the Terriers after a 10-yard pickup by Shane McGee off the quarterback scramble. So that's obviously something you have to watch out for. Shane McGee does have wheels. He has legs on him. So you might have to start thinking about whether you put a contain in on the defense. But they're going to come out all shotgun so far, too.
Yep.
By Elderberg. He's going to have a split backfield, a receiver at the top of the field, and one at the bottom, or two at the bottom. And it's going to be a handoff for the Terriers. And Tommy Langdon's in on the tackle. So is Braylon Austin. And he's just fighting for yardage. He's going to pick up about 5 yards. He's going to bring up a 3rd and 5 for the Terriers.
Is that number 9, Michael Eaton, on the carry?
That yes. was number 9, Michael Eaton.
Michael
on the
Eaton
carry.
On the carry for Otto Eldred. And, I mean, pretty straightforward here. They just go out of that shotgun, send somebody in motion, and it's half the time that person gets it, half the time McGee keeps it.
Yep.
You kind of just got to watch, probably put – Caden Keyshore is a good, quick athlete. Maybe put him on a spy for McGee, say, hey, that's your responsibility. Everybody else focus on the motion man, because that's really what all they've done so far is run the motion man or McGee.
So we're going to get almost a full house formation here, and it's going to be a handoff to Eaton again, and he's going to get popped by the – Owls, and he's going to go nowhere, so it's going to bring up a 4th and 5 for the Terriers at the Owls' 38-yard line with 3:47 remaining in the first quarter. So I'm thinking Eldred's probably going to go for it here. You're in plus territory. You're in that gray area. You can't kick the field goal. It's too far, and you don't want to punt the ball because you risk – you're only going to give up 17 yards if it goes out of bounds, so you might as well go for it. And Eldred's proven – that they can stop the Owls' offense early on, so.
Right, I mean, you're what, 5, 6 yards, 4th and 5? Yeah, you have confidence you can pick up 5 yards.
So we're going to get twins, and McGee's back to pass, and he's going to roll to the right, and we got a receiver wide open for Eldred, and Logan Kohler is going to bring him down on the tackle at the Owls' 30-yard line, which that's going to be good enough for a Terriers' first down. So it just looks like quarterback had too much time, and, you know, the receiver found a soft spot in the zone, and that's how we get that first down.
Yeah, the good thing about what McGee does is he senses the pressure because Bradford's gotten pressure on him a couple times, and he doesn't panic. That senior mindset doesn't panic. He just kind of steps up in the pocket, keeps his eyes downfield, and if he has to run, he does. But that time, Welch was able to find a soft spot and the defense, and easy completion.
Trips at the top of the field for McGee, and he's going to drop back the pass again.
Ooh.
And almost intercepted, and that's going to be completed to, is that Welch again?
Yep.
So Welch, he's going to pick up 6 yards on the catch, so it's going to bring up a 2nd down and 4 for Eldred. They're marching down the field. There's 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter, and Mark Klein, I hope the Owls score here so you get that free dinner special.
Yeah, I want a free dinner.
I love Toji's so much.
Toji's is a very underrated place in our area.
It is.
In my honest opinion.
And I always get the cheeseburger, and I get a side of gravy, and I dip my cheeseburger in it.
Okay. Might as well drink a molded milkshake at that point.
Oh. So we got a stack here of receivers, a bunch of formation, and we're going to get a toss, which is a it's going to go to Eaton again, and he's going to pick up what looks like good enough for a first down. Yeah, he's going to pick up 6, 7 yards here on the carry. And the Terriers just methodically moving down the field.
Yeah, they are, but Eaton, I would like to see, he's a junior running back.
Yep.
And he runs very, very upright.
Yeah.
And typically when you're playing running back, you want to at least stay low and try to keep yourself lower than the defenders, but he runs very, very upright, and it makes him kind of easy to bring down, even though he's a bigger kid. But
all right, and we got a wide receiver bubble screen here.
There's
for
a sophomore.
Eldon, that's going to go to number 7, and it looks like Tommy Langdon in on the tackle. They're going to pick up 4 yards. It's going to bring up a 2nd down and 6 for Eldred, and we are just under 60 seconds to go here in the first quarter.
Yeah, quick little pass and catch there to Bledinger, who we said was going to be somebody to keep an eye on. He's had a couple opportunities so far, hasn't made the most of them, but gets a little bit of yardage there, picks up 4 yards. Yeah.
So second down and 6. We've got to set the scene here. It's a little chilly night, too, for some football this early on in the season. But McGee's has shotgun, and he's going to get a flag, and I think that one of the Owls jumped.
Yeah, who is that over there? Number 55, Braylon Little, is the one who jumped off sides.
So it's going to give him some free yardage, and it's going to bring up a second down and 1. I kind of said 1 like a duck, didn't I?
1.
So
how does a duck say 1?
I don't know. However I did. I don't speak duck. 10 seconds to go here in the first quarter, and it looks like Eldred is content on running the clock out as we drop to 5 seconds. So that's going to do it for the first quarter. Your Bradford Owls 0, Otto Eldred 0. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Do you suffer from moderate to severe arthritis, knee, hip, or shoulder pain? Do you suffer from hand arthritis or plantar fasciitis? Have you been told that you're not a candidate for a joint replacement or don't want a joint replacement? Injections no longer manage your pain? If yes, then transarterial musculoskeletal embolization, or TAME, is a non-surgical treatment option now offered at Allegheny Vein and Vascular. Dr. Robert Tejera offers a minimally invasive procedure that blocks abnormal vessels in the joint that are responsible for inflammation and damage to the joint, leading to pain, stiffness, and swelling. This quick, safe, and nearly painless office-based procedure is covered by Medicare and many other insurances. Please call their office at 814-368-8490 to schedule your consult today. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Call today and tame your pain.
WESB Bradford, B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
And welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We are here for the second quarter after 0-0 non-action first quarter. But we do have Eldred. They are driving the ball down the field, and they are at the Owls 10-yard line. Also, for the second quarter, Susan Camilla, you are our Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes winner. If the Owls score in the second quarter, you are going to receive a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. But, Susan, if they don't, no worries. You're still going to get your free lunch special from Toji's Substation. Both restaurants, delicious food. So, Eldred driving. It's going to be a second down and 1 at the Owls 10-yard line. Shane McGee having an excellent game for the Terrors so far offensively.
Yeah, started off hot like he... We kind of figured he would.
So we got a jumbo formation, and McGee's going to drop back to pass.
Wide open.
Number 7, and Colton Miller. Is that Colton Miller?
Good chase down.
Colton Miller on the open field tackle for the Owls, I think. Is that 10?
Yep.
Yeah, so Colton Miller on open field, that's an excellent tackle.
Yeah, that's a good open field tackle, especially in that situation where he had to come, I don't know, a good 15, 20 yards to come make the tackle. Good pursuit, good angle.
Now, given it is enough for a first down, but that could have been easily a touchdown, but they ran a simple out route, 3 and out, and basically pitch and catch. That's backyard football 101 right there. So the Terror is down to the Owl's 6-yard line on a first and goal. And Shane McGee ready for the snap, and he's going to roll off to the right, getting chased down and almost brought down. And we got some commotion, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds by Logan Kohler at the 4-yard line, so he's going to pick up 2 yards. And it's going to be second down and goal for the Terriers.
Yeah, right there, usually you would see that type of play go to the open side of the field. And that time, Eldred takes it to the closed-off side, the right side of the field, close to their sideline, which didn't allow McGee to have a whole lot of space to work with. And Bradford's defense, credit to them, read that play very well. And a lot of their basically, their entire defense was over on that side. Right. Not really a whole lot of room for McGee to work with, regardless of how talented of a player he is.
So Shane McGee has a running back to the right of him and a running back in the backfield. Here's the snap, and it's going to be a quarterback keeper again to McGee, and the Owls are going to read it.
Same side.
And he's going to lose yardage. He's going to get brought down around the 8-yard line. So now what was second and goal with favorable positions not going to be third down and goal at the 8-yard line, which leads me to think that they're probably going to have to go pass here.
Your run hasn't worked. And right there, Tommy Langdon, shout out to him, great job setting the edge right there, because he, again, was doing what Eldred's been doing to their offensive line, getting his hand up, keeping that arm's length of a distance away, and not allowing that containment to seal him off so McGee could get off the outside there. So good job by Tommy Langdon there.
Good job by the Owls' goal line defense right here, too. They're putting their foot down. So we're going to get some movement, and the ball's going to get moved back another 5 yards. That's going to be a false start against Eldred. So that's going to push him back to the 13-yard line.
So
third down and goal at the 13-yard line. And now if you weren't thinking pass on that third down play, probably thinking pass now. And I don't know what the field goal kicker situation is. So they might be in two down territory anyways.
Yeah, they could be. They could pick up a cheap 5 or 6 and then get within striking distance. But right here, I mean, you got nobody to the left side of the field, the open side of the field. Two running backs.
And here's the snap. And Shane McGee's dropping back to pass. And he does have a receiver.
Oh,
and he drops it. Now that's going to fall incomplete. So fourth down and goal at your own 13-yard line. Are we going to try to kick the field goal? Is that what Eldridge's going to try to do? Coach Mackey?
Eric Reese from watching last year.
Yep.
He is not the conservative type of coach.
No, he likes to risk it for the biscuit.
Any chance he had last year, he was willing to make the more aggressive call.
And if they don't get it, you're putting them, the Owls are going to take over.
It's essentially a punt.
Yeah, it's a great punt.
Yeah.
So if they don't get it, McGee dropping back. We got two in motion. It's going to be a McGee keeper who's got some field. If he can just stretch his legs out, he is going to get in for the touchdown. Shane McGee on the 13-yard quarterback keeper here in the second quarter, 9:29 to go, and the Terrors strike first.
Yeah, see, they ran that to the left side, the open side of the field that time, and he is a very good athlete. He's very quick. So once I saw that they were running that left side, that's what made me a little nervous, and Bradford would have to be almost perfect in their angles in order to make that tackle. And unfortunately, they got hung up on a block a little bit, and their secondary had already committed to the right side a little bit.
They did, so, and there was that hesitation, too, by McGee, because he kind of faked to the right a little bit, which, you know, that fraction of a second means the world, and we just saw it on that play. So, So Eldred has a 6-0 lead over the Owls with 9:29 to go, and looks like they're going to be going for 2 points here. And we got motion by number 7 for Eldred. Here's a snap, and it's going to be a keeper again by Shane McGee, who kind of just has a red carpet just to walk right into the end zone. So the score is going to be Eldred 8, Bradford 0. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle. Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We just saw a methodical drive that started early in the first quarter that bled into the second quarter that ended with a 13-yard Shane McGee touchdown for the Terrors. And then he decided, hey, you know what, I got the touchdown. Let me put on my back. I'll get the two-point conversion too. So that's how we have our score, Otto Eldred 8, Bradford 0, with 9:29 remaining here in the second quarter. And we got the big boy out there kicking again.
Isaac Vincent. Somebody needs to check his birth certificate.
Yeah, they do. And there's the boot. And it's going to drop. It's going to be received right at the 10-yard line. Logan Kohler is just going to take it right up the middle. He's got some space.
Uh-oh.
And that's not one person you want to get in the open field. He's out past the 40, down to the 35. And he's finally going to get pushed out of bounds. So Logan Kohler with the 55-yard kick return, who's going to set the Owls up in plus territory. which is our first time past the 50-yard line this game.
If I remember correctly, did he ever return last week?
It was a 97-yard touchdown return.
Yeah. Logan so Kohler, yeah. He's explosive in the return game.
Yep.
So, I mean, right there, it just dead up the middle and then took a hard left and off he went. So, like I said, Kohler, very good athlete, very quick feet. So, not surprised by his ability to get out here.
So the Owls are going to come out under in shotgun. Tommy Langdon to the left of Andrew Giordano. Still in a wing T formation. And here comes the snap. And it's going to be a handoff to Tommy Langdon. The edge is set if you can get that block. And he's going to get down to the 30-yard line, 58.
Jacob Abers.
Jacob Abers. Captain Jacob Abers has kind of got confused on who to block. If he gets that block, I think Tommy's got 10 or 15 yards more to go, but either way, it's going to be a 2-yard pickup by Tommy Langdon.
Oh, easily. Jacob Abers, all he has to do, he pulled from his center position off to the right side. All he has to do is make that block on, I believe it was number 11, 21. Yeah. I can't see from this angle, but he just had to get that defensive end to be sealed, and Tommy's got at least 15 more yards.
And Andrew Giordano's going to step back to pass, and he's going to throw the ball up to Logan Kohler and...
Miscommunication there.
Miscommunication, look, and I think he kind of overthrew the ball a little bit too. But, yeah, no one was home there, so pass intended for Logan Kohler. So it's going to bring up a third down and 8 for your Owls.
Well, Giordano's looking at Kohler right now, and it looked to me like he thought Kohler was running more of a fade or a go route. Kohler looked like he wanted to run a slant or a post route, and by the time... Giordano had released the ball, Logan was already starting into his break of his route that he thought he was supposed to run. So I think it was a miscommunication, or Logan just mixed up the play, one of the two.
All right, so we're going to get a no penalty flag. Probably should have been. We had some movement, but Logan Kohler on the sweep, and he's going to get brought down immediately, and he's going to get no gain. So it's going to be 4th down and 8 off of the electric Kohler return.
So... Again, 2 out of 3 plays, and I don't mean to call the young man out, but Jacob Abers again got in the open field and wasn't 100% sure on where his blocking assignment was going to at that point. He had 2 people he could have chose to block, and if I'm being honest, he didn't block either one of them. He just wasn't sure which way to go. I don't know if he didn't know where Kohler was going or what the situation was, but he just was out in the middle of nowhere.
And the Owls are going for it, and they're going to audible, and that's going to be Andrew Giordano's just got to throw that ball up. He's trying to escape, and there's going to be some penalty flags, and he's going to lose about 15, almost 20 yards on the fumbled snap. He tried to make a play out of it, and we got some curricular activities here. Obvious frustration by Andrew Giordano. And whatever the penalty flag was, is declined. And because Andrew decided to take the ball and run and try to make something out of nothing, they lose a good chunk of yardage, and they're going to set Eldred up with good field position.
Yep. Giordano not happy with whatever happened on the field. Giordano was not happy. But 57 for Bradford, Sean Ward, senior linebacker, he's trying to get him under control, trying to be a good leader and say, hey, we need you to calm down and not let it get in your head. Because even still, Giordano still looks like he's a little bit fired up.
Yep. So Eldred going to take over at their own 42-yard line. And we've got a whistle. And it looks like we're going to get an Owls timeout, which means we're going to take a break. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Owned locally, respected worldwide. That's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We saw I think I can say it confidently, a little bit of a disaster, but nonetheless, disasters create opportunities. Opportunities create bigger things. So let's hope that they can turn this into a positive. Eldred's going to have a first down and 10 at their own 42-yard line.
There's no mistakes, only lessons.
Cameron. That's right. You never lose, you learn.
That's right.
So we're going to get Shane McGee out of a pistol formation. It's going to be a dive to Mike Eaton, and he's going to be stood up and loses a few, 10 inches. It's going to bring up a second down and 10 for the Terrors.
Good job by Braylon Little there for the Owls getting in the backfield and not allowing David Eaton to get moving there. Michael Eaton, sorry. I said Mike David Eaton.
Yeah.
Mike Eaton.
You have facts together, brother.
You know what? I'm trying here. My first game back, all right?
It is.
Got to get the jitters out.
All right, Ryan. So we got Twins at the top of the field. We have a running back to both sides of Shane McGee out of the shotgun formation, and he's going to fake the handoff and give it to Eaton again, and he is going to be eaten alive by the Owls.
See what you did there.
By the Owls defense. So it's going to break up a third down and 9 for Eldred.
Who's that? 57. And Sean Ward, the senior linebacker we were just talking about, who's now fired up with a big hit right at the line of scrimmage for Bradford. So good job by him staying level headed, taking his frustrations out in the right way.
Right way. So third down and 9 for Eldred, which is where you want to get them. And McGee's going to drop back the pass. We got a cornerback blitz, and he's going to intend it for number 2, and it's going to sail through his hands. Going to fall incomplete. So we're going to get fourth down and 9. It looks like Eldred's going to bring out the punt team.
Yeah, pretty good. Honestly, if that ball is just a little lower for Shane McGee, overthrew his receiver just a little bit, number 2, Dawson Welch, just a little too high.
Yep.
I think he got a little too happy because Welch did have his step.
And he had green grass in front of him.
Yes. Yeah. So I think he got a little excited, let that ball go just a little too soon. Ball soars a little too high, incomplete.
And here's the punt, and almost blocked by the Owls, and that's a good punt. Logan Kohler back to receive it. He's going to let it go. I don't know. You probably got to touch that there. You probably got to try to return that because that's going to get downed inside the 5-yard line at their own 4-yard line. So Bradford, with the work cut out for them, we're hoping for a 96-yard touchdown drive. So Susan Kamiya, our Toji's touchdown sweepstakes winner, if they score here, she's going to get a free value pack meal from Toji's family restaurant. If not, which I hope isn't the case, she's still going to get the lunch special from Toji's substation. To enter, simply all you got to do is visit one of the restaurants, either or, put your name in. There's a bucket there, and then you'll be entered in for your chance to win some free food, which is delicious food from Toji's family restaurant Toji's substation.
Looks like I'm going to Toji's.
I love Toji's. I got mustard on my pants from Toji's earlier. I don't know if you can see the mustard stains.
I thought it was the highlighter.
So here's going to be the handoff to Logan Kohler. He's in his back.
There he goes.
He's gone. I don't even have to look. Shane McGee's trying to catch up to me.
Oh, pursuit.
And he's going to push
Way
Logan
to
Kohler. I thought he was gone. And that's impressive by Shane McGee because Logan Kohler, one of the fastest guys in District 9, just got chased down by Shane McGee. So that's going to be a pickup of 50 yards for Logan Kohler.
Yeah,
and so the Owls in business after the big Kohler carry, and that's going to be get the Owls down first down and 10 at the Terrors 45-yard line.
Yeah, honestly, real simple, nothing really special about that play. Just Kohler took the handoff, saw a wide open hole on the right-hand side there and just exploded through the hole. So good job, nice and simple, nothing really play-by-play worthy, just great run, and unfortunately got caught by another great athlete in Shane McGee, but still – That's the type of play you want to see to start a drive like that where you're pinned way back in your own territory.
So first down and 10 at the Terrors 45-yard line. Andrew Giordano is going to hand off to Tommy Langdon, who's got some space. And he's
if he got
tackled right by his shoelaces. And if he just keeps his footing, he's probably gone out to the races too. So that's going to be a pickup of 13 yards for Tommy Langdon. And the Owls, or it's 12 yards, and that's going to be the Owls are going to have it at the Eldred 33-yard line.
That dang turf monster, I tell you what. You got a little help from an Eldred player, but that turf monster is mainly what got
undefeated,
Tommy
the turf
Langdon.
Monster.
Undefeated. Can't beat him. Can't win. No. Can't beat what you can't see.
So the Owls come out and wing T. Keenan Miller in motion, and it's going to be a handoff to Tommy Langdon again. feed the man, and he's going to get brought down. He's going to pick up 6 yards. It's going to bring up a second and four, so 6 yard pickup by Tommy Langdon.
Yeah, brought down by number 55, sophomore Silas Knapp for Otto Eldred. And Tommy Langdon feeling it right now. He got a little, got a little juke moves going. He's out there dancing on the turf.
Fun fact, I have coached two of the Eldred football players in wrestling.
Yeah,
you just mentioned one, Silas Knapp, and the other one was Ryan Shenfield.
Both
sophomores. So we got wing T, we got Logan Kohler in motion, and it's going to be a handoff to Logan, and the edge is set.
Uh-oh, get that block
and
up there.
And if Jake Abers gets that block, and Logan Kohler is going to take it, he's in for a touchdown. That's going to be a 28-yard touchdown run by Logan Kohler, and congratulations to Susan Kamiya. You are our Toadies Touchdown Sweepstakes winner for the second quarter, and you, my friend, have earned a free value pack meal from Toadies Family Restaurant. So congratulations, Susan. And the Owls have struck, and now that's going to bring the score to Eldred 8, Bradford 6. And we're going to see what Bradford decides to do, if they're going to kick the extra point. And it looks like they are. We got Logan Kohler as the holder. And number two, is that Caden Keyshore?
Number three would be Caden Keyshore.
Okay, whoever, is that who's out there kicking?
Yes, Caden Keyshore.
All right, so here comes the extra point. Snaps good, kicks up, and the kick is good. So Otto Eldred 8 and Bradford Owls 7. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle. Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We just saw a 6 or 7 play, 94-yard drive by the Owls, which was mainly fed off the backs of Logan Kohler and Tommy Langdon, with Logan Kohler eventually punching in the 28-yard touchdown run, which earned Susan Kamiya a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. So what do we see there in that drive? We saw a little bit of energy.
Yeah, I mean, that very, very much a different offense for the Owls there. You saw them go a little bit more outside, like we were talking about earlier. The middle was not quite working for them. Got to the outside a little bit more. Logan Kohler had that big run off the right tackle. And then Tommy Langdon did have some success up the middle, but it was more of a split gap scheme where they were just basically parting the Red Sea and just allowing Tommy to find those little holes. And he was kind of skating on the field a little bit. But a lot different, much different energy from Bradford that drive.
So maybe attitude was the issue, not scheme. But Keyshore up the kick, and we got a penalty flag, which you hardly see.
I think Keyshore took a little hiccup step.
Oh, that's going to be a false start. Is that what it is? They're going to kick a false start, right? So that's going to push them back 5 yards, if I'm correct. Which you're kind of okay with, because that kick, it looked like it was going out of bounds, and it was short, so...
It's
an Eldred penalty, so it looked like he was maybe lined up past the 50-yard line, so it's going to move the Owls 5 yards closer.
Now, in all honesty,
okay,
how does that happen? You just look down at your feet, see if you're on the white marker.
That's what you got to do, yeah. But, you know, being in the heat of the moment, probably an underclassman, excited to be out there in a varsity game.
I mean, that's fair, but line up like a yard back.
Happens.
I mean, I get it, but at the same time, I don't.
So Keyshore back to kick again at the 45-yard line. That's a beautiful squib kick, and it's going to be returned by Eldred. And he's going to break one tackle, and...
Ooh. He dropped that?
It looked like he dropped it. And it looked like, yeah, I
he
think
definitely
it was a
did drop that
he
ball.
He did, so it was a fumble, but, yeah, recovered by Eldred. So they're going to take over at their own 21-yard line. So here, I think you got to get another defensive stand like you did the last time, and you kind of got the momentum on your side right now.
Yeah, so what you can't do is you can't allow Eldred to walk you down the field again like they did two drives ago, because that's demoralizing as a defense when you just get walked down like that. But
dog walked.
Yeah, they were fired up last drive. Hopefully the touchdown will fire them up here and allow them to stick to what they were doing before.
So they're coming out in a twin set formation here, and Shane McGee's back to pass, and he's going deep. Good and ball. Has a step.
Oh.
And through the hands. Was that Welch again?
Yes, sir.
Welch again, but that was a beautiful pass by McGee, but luckily for us, it's going to fall incomplete. It's going to bring up a second and 10 at their own 21-yard line with 4:21 to go here in the second quarter.
Yes, yeah, so Dawson Welch just running a go route on the right-hand side there, and Shane McGee throws a beautiful ball. Looks like Welch throws his hands up just a little too soon.
Yep.
Goes right to that gap in between his forearms, elbow area. And honestly, if he just throws his hands up just a little later, maybe keeps his hands a little closer to him, he probably drags that in. But that's a tough catch over the shoulder, over your opposite right-hand shoulder. That's a tough catch.
So we got trips and then a single receiver. And McGee's back to pass again, and he's going to find Welch here. And they're going to connect for what looks to be 10 yards, and I think they're going to give him the first down. So it's going to be a first and 10 now at their own 31-yard line.
Yeah, simple route across the middle of the field for Welch. But again, putting Bradford's defense, putting McGee on the move, not allowing him to just sit in the pocket and throw how he wants to throw it. So if Bradford can keep that up, that's going to be frustrating for McGee, who's a kid that wants to throw the ball, but obviously has designed runs in his offense with Coach Eric Reese here. But he wants to throw the ball more than be pushed outside the pocket.
And here we're going to get a toss to Eaton again, and he's going to try to get to the outside, and he does. He did avoid a four-yard loss, and I think he may have picked up a yard or no gain. No gain, row gain. Oh, he's going to lose a yard, so it's going to be second down and 11 for Eldred.
To be completely honest with you, I have no idea how he got around the edge there.
It looked like he was bottled up.
Because, yeah, he looked like there was six Bradford defenders over there, and he somehow was able to squeak around the corner there to avoid a loss on the carry, even though he didn't really get anything. But I thought he was going to get tackled for one or two-yard loss, but he ended up squeaking around the corner. I really don't know how from up here.
Me either. So, oh, no, he did. They did give him positive yardage. So they gave him 4 yards on that.
Hmm?
I didn't see it, but
good stand up by the defensive line there.
Yeah, it's going to be picked up of nowhere, but the official marked him out at the 31-yard line. And then he wasn't even nowhere near that marker, Ryan. He went out of bounds to the 31-yard line and then walked back to the huddle, and they're like, here's a couple more yards for you for your hard work.
Yeah, that's a little odd, because I, like I said, I couldn't believe that he even got around the corner, so I can't imagine he got more than a yard. But yeah, they ended up giving him what, three?
Yeah. So third down and 8 for the Terrors. And we got twins again for the Terrors. Shane McGee at quarterback, and he's going to drop back the pass, and he's going to roll to his right.
Got
and he's
pressure.
Got some outs, but he's a little bit fast. Oh, he's going to get it to number 4, and it looks like he's going to be short of the first down. Coach Puglio saying, no, he didn't get the first down. But they're going to give him a favorable mark here. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be enough for a first down.
Coach Puglio is not happy with that.
No,
call.
He was. He looked like he was 2 yards short of the first down.
Couple back-to-back questionable spots here for the lovely officials.
Yeah. The Zebras. So first down and 10 at their own 42-yard line. Shane McGee, again, out of the shotgun formation. We got trips close to us, 32 in motion. It looks like it might be a swing route, and it's going to go to number 7.
That's Welch.
Oh, 2?
Yep, that's Welch. Yep.
And he's going to be brought down by Logan Kohler. He's going to pick up 7 yards on the pitch and catch there. So he's going to make up a second down and 3, maybe a long 4, or second down and 4, maybe a long 3.
From the down marker, he's at solid 4 yards.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what's real anymore. So we got twin set, McGee out of shotgun. Motion again out of 32.
Oh.
And Owls get pressure, but McGee is just quick. And he's going to spin
good
move.
Good job, Keyshore.
And again, this is going to be a close spot. They think they're going to give him the first down again.
No, I think he's got to be short there.
No, they're going to. Let's see what they say. We got one official.
Bring out the markers. That ball is right there. If they leave the ball there, that's a first down because the marker,
yeah,
the first down marker is right at the hash mark.
And they're going to give him the first down. So
wow.
Methodically, Eldred's moving the ball down the field. There's a minute 30 left to go here in the first half. Eldred holds an 8-7 lead over your Bradford Owls. And we're going to get a bunch tight formation here to the left of McGee. We got number 7 in motion, and it's going to be a swing route pass to 7. And the Owls are all over it, and they're going to lose a yard on that. It's going to bring up a second down and 11, and I imagine Coach Reese is going to call a timeout. And he does call a timeout. So we're going to take a quick break. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's Friday Night Lights. Time for Bradford Owls High School football on WESB Sports.
1490 AM, B107.5 FM. Streaming on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps and WESB.com.
Let's go, Owls. Here's Cameron Snodgrass with all the action on WESB Sports.
And welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We have some time to run some scores through the league. We have Central Clarion holding a score of 15-6 over Keystone. DuBois is squared up with Punxsutawney 14-14. Brockway holds a 12-0 lead over St. Mary's. Port Allegheny holds a 28-0 lead over Monita in the second quarter. Kern City's up 20-0 in the first quarter against Brookville. Kane and Countersporter knotted at 0. Ridgeway and Smithport knotted at 0, and Cameron County up 14-7 over West Branch. So we got Trips Wright closest to us, closest to the press box here at Owl Field. Shea McGee out of shotgun, and here's the snap. And McGee's going to step up in the pocket, which he does an excellent job of, and he's going to take off scrambling.
Try.
And McGee's going to get out of bounds. Let's see where they mark him. Looks like he's going to get out at the 33-yard line, the Owls' 33-yard line. 56.5 seconds left to go here in the first half. So they do have some timeouts to use, and they have the out-of-bounds to use.
Yeah, I mean, right there, that's one thing that I'm glad it's a rule because it keeps players safe, but I wish it wasn't a rule, is quarterbacks, when they're out rushing, can pretend to step out of bounds and not get hit, or else they get thrown a flag thrown on them. I mean, he did that a couple of times there and gained him an extra 5 yards. And I'm not a huge fan of that.
Well, McGee's going to drop back the pass again, and it's going to be a bubble screen to Welch, and he's going to break a couple tackles, and he's going to get out to the Owls' 30-yard line. It's going to bring up a 2nd and 6 for Eldred.
That's Bleninger on the top.
Oh, Bleninger.
Yep, number 7. Their 7 and 2s are very similar.
They look the same.
They look identical from here. Yep. Especially when Welch has
a fumble snap. He was not ready for it.
And a whistle or flag blows the play dead.
So it's going to be a false start against Eldred. They got bailed out there.
They did get bailed out.
So it's going to make it a 2nd down and 11 now at the Owls' 35-yard line. So that could have been disaster.
Would have been huge for Bradford to get that ball back with a little bit of time left, but now probably not going to get the ball back before the end of the half.
Nope, and McGee's dropping back the pass again, and he's going to go for it. Got two guys wide open. He just overthrows number 4.
Christian Bear.
But both those receivers won the route, but it's never a good thing if you have two receivers in the same exact area. I can tell you that's disaster.
Yeah, I mean, play design-wise, you don't ever want your ending routes to be within 5 yards of each other. In that situation, both of them were, whether one ran the wrong route or maybe got knocked off the route.
They were NASCAR racing, you know, like Robin.
If you ain't Robin, you ain't racing.
Dale's not dead. He's just a lap ahead. We got Trips to the right. Shea McGee on a 3rd and 11. He's going to drop back the pass, and the bubble screen's there, but he's said, no, sir, I'm going to go for it. Throws a duck up in the air.
Pick it.
And that's going to be an interception.
Off. Logan Kohler.
Yeah, it's going to be Logan Kohler, which here's what I'm going to say. I think Colton Miller intercepted that and then handed the ball to Logan Kohler.
Smart move.
Probably what I would do, So Bradford's going to get the turnover with the interception by Colton Miller / Logan Kohler. We can't tell. And 5 seconds or 6 seconds to go here in the first half. And up next, we do have the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show, where we will discuss everything that happened here in the first half. We're going to see what the Owls decide to do. If they want to go for one at their own 25-yard line, or if they're just going to take a knee on the locker room, I guess we will find out, Mr. Ryan Mackey.
I would assume that they would knee it given their lack of passing production. I could be wrong.
And Eldridge's not buying it. They have no safety right now. And I think Coach Reese saw that there was no safety, so he's going to call a timeout and rethink that through, and it's going to give time for Coach Puglio to think it through as well and what he wanted to do.
Oh, do you think he's got a special play in the playbook somewhere that calls for this certain type of situation?
Out of wing T, you always have a special play. That's the beauty of that formation. So there's always something that you could do, whether it's a double reverse. What they tried to do against Port Allegheny last week, it's just unfortunately when you're playing against Port Allegheny, they had to do it in the backfield, waiting for them every single play. But against a team like Eldridge, you could probably pull it off.
Might be able to pull it off, yeah. I mean, you got Logan Kohler, who's a good athlete. You have the sophomore Bentley Evans, who had two rushing touchdowns last week.
Mm-hmm.
He probably isn't going to see a ton of field time in this type of situation, but show that he's elusive and has a knack for scoring a touchdown. Maybe throw Lucas Wallace in there. Yeah. They're not. Jared Donald's still in here. But if you got all your playmakers out on the field at once, it might change the defense's look a little bit.
So Andrew Giordano in our center. He's going to drop back to pass and go one-on-one with Braylon Austin.
He got him.
Who has it. And he's got one man to beat. And he's out there. And that's going to be a touchdown, a 75-yard touchdown from Andrew Giordano to Braylon Austin. And that's going to close out the first half, pending the extra point, but big-time play. And that's the danger of playing man. When you play a man, you better hope that you're cornerback, and they found the mismatch.
So that's the thing right there is Coach Puglio made a great adjustment knowing that Coach Eric Reitz on the opposite side did not have a safety involved and said, hey, let's take one shot, go one-on-one, see what you can do, and it ended up working out. And that's opposite of what I said. I thought for sure they haven't thrown the ball all game.
So the Owls on to kick the extra point. Brady Rosendahl late coming onto the field. And the Owls have a 13-8 lead over the visiting Terrors. Keyshore back to kick. Here's a snap. The kick is up, and the kick is good. So that's going to take us to our halftime off the 75-yard touchdown pass from Andrew Giordano to Braylon Austin. We will be back after this break with the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, W.R. Case & Sons, Allegheny Vein & Vascular, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Metallico Bradford, Bud's Towing & Recovery, Gleason Construction, Team Minard, and Worth W. Smith Company Hardware. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM. B107.5 FM.
And streaming on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps
and WESB.com.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. You'll always get great meals and a relaxed family atmosphere at the Model T. Stop in Fridays and treat yourself to one of Jason's delicious fish fries and their other tasty menu items anytime. Relax and enjoy your dinner or drinks outdoors on their beautiful deck and patio area. You'll love it. Whenever you're looking for a great night out, meet your friends at the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City.
At Worth W. Smith Company, you'll find what you need when it comes to shovels, rakes, pruners, and all sorts of other gardening and landscaping tools. Why take the chance of getting splinters from old dried-up cracked handles or the frustration of fighting with the rusty chipped cutting edges on your loppers? Their staff is always eager to lend a helping hand with getting you what you need for the project ahead. Stop and see them today at any of their 6 locations in Bradford, Olean, Salamanca, Cuba, and Eldred. Remember, if you need it, you'll find it at Worth W. Smith Company.
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction does everything from the ground up, including excavation, concrete, and foundation work, carpentry, landscaping, and more. See Gleason for bulk ground products as well, like mulch, gravel, topsoil, and salt for wintertime. See them at GleasonConstruction.com to see all they can do for you.
Metallica of Bradford wants to buy your ferrous and non-ferrous items such as steel, brass, copper, and aluminum. They work with you to create a recycling plan that can become a profit center for your business. Metallica offers competitive and fair pricing every day, every time. They won't promise you a high price and pay you significantly less when you arrive. Visit them at 286 High Street in Bradford or call them at 814-362-6873 for their special Metallico pricing.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
Team Miner is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Miner in Bradford is there for you. Team Miner provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Miner can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMiner.com and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it.
Team Miner!
U298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. This is the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show. And Ryan, we have ourselves a little barn burner here. We have what started out the first quarter, a 0-0 score. Not a lot happening. It was a defensive game. And then the second quarter, we saw the offense is kind of rising up from the graves like the Undertaker did and starting to wake up a little bit. It started out on a long scoring drive, a methodical one by Eldred. We had basically 85-yard drive. It finally, they punched in, what, 9:29 to go in the second quarter. It was a 13-yard Shane McGee touchdown run, brought it to 6-0, and then Shane McGee decided, hey, you know what? I brought us all the way down the field, got the touchdown. Let me go ahead and add the extra 2 points for us, too. So he got the two-point conversion. That's how we got the 8-0 to start the second quarter. And then the Owls are like, hold on, my turn. So they have an incredible punt. They go that Logan Kohler decided, I'm not going to get it. He thought it may have been going out of bounds. The ball stayed in bounds, and it gets down at the Owls on four-yard line. First play of that drive is a 50-yard carry by Logan Kohler, and he gets it out to – he gets it up to the 46-yard line going into Eldred territory. And then we have a couple excellent runs by Tommy Langdon that gets him down to the 28-yard line. And then we saw Logan Kohler again, who stretches the edge to the right side of the field close to the press box, bust it for 28 yards. Owls get on the board 6-8, and then they kick the extra point. That brings the score to Bradford 7, Otto Eldred 8. And then we get Eldred gets on the field. Nothing really happens. They get a couple first downs. Mm-hmm. Bradford takes it over. Oh, they get the interception. That's right. The interception by either Colton Miller or Logan Kohler.
Depending on who you ask.
Logan
Kohler returned it.
He returned it, but I think Colton got the interception and just kind of like, hey, you take it, bro. So they get out to the 25-yard line, and Jeff Puglio says, hey, last play of the first half, here's what I'm going to do. We're going to send a go route because Eldred is playing without a safety, which is wild to me, on the last play of a half. And they said, all right, one-on-one matchup, Braylon Austin. And Andrew Giordano throws a beautiful pass to Braylon Austin, who is faster than the cornerback from Eldred and takes it for 75 yards. And then Caden Keyshore wraps it up with the extra point. And that's how we get to our score of Bradford 14, Otto Eldred, A, and Mr. Ryan Mackey, can you please read me off some stats?
Well, to start, we had Mr. Giordano there with a one for one 75-yard touchdown. He got a perfect pass rating. Can't get any better than that.
Nope.
Mr. Logan Kohler right now is currently over 100 yards rushing already, thanks to that big 50-yard run that he had that you mentioned in the second quarter. He's at 103 yards and a touchdown. Mr. Shirk got a couple touches in the beginning of the game, been awfully quiet. Since then, he's got 6 yards. And then Tommy Langdon started off quiet. Now the opposite, he had a couple good gains. He's up to 20 yards rushing to start this first half. Obviously, Braylon Austin has a 75-yard receiving touchdown, being led in tackles by a couple people from Bradford. Tommy Langdon has two tackles. Logan Kohler has two tackles. Logan Kohler, I credit him with the interception because he's the one that ended up returning it. So, Colin, sorry, but in my book.
You know what? Ryan Mackey spoke, so there it is.
It is what it is. I'm sorry.
And can I touch base on something real quick?
Because
I think we have two guys in the running for the Model T and MVP of the game.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, Logan won it last week, but he's again making this case again today for the Model T MVP player of the game. But Braylon Austin, because he, not only does he have the 75-yard touchdown catch, he also has what I would say one of the biggest hits I've seen in the last 3 years in high school football, where he's laying the boom. And he's playing sound football right now. So I think that's probably our two candidates right now for the Model T and MVP of the game.
That's fair. Can I throw just a sleeper in there for a non-performance standpoint, but maybe more of an attitude standpoint?
Yes, sir, always.
So he does have a couple of tackles that I forgot to give him that I didn't mark down. We were caught up talking about other things. But number 57, Sean Ward, after Giordano got into it with somebody from the Eldridge sideline, we weren't quite sure what was going on. He brought Gio back down to earth,
right?
Got that defense fired up, and he, after that point, he's had 4 or 5 tackles up the middle, getting in the backfield, and really got his defense fired up, and that's exactly what you want out of a senior defensive leader on your team. So just not from a energy and attitude standpoint, somebody that might not get the accolades or the stats, somebody that's
right
there for prepping this team up and keeping them all level-headed and not letting things get out of control there. Because mentally, you can get into that space and you lose the whole game.
Yeah.
So props to him for bringing everybody back down and keeping them level-headed. But for Eldred, of course, it's been the Shane McGee show. Right now, he's 7 of 13 for 43 yards in the interception. He does have 67 yards rushing with the one touchdown and the two-point conversion. Mr. Michael Eaton has 14 yards rushing. He's been hit or miss, had a couple decent runs, had a couple not-so-decent runs. And then Dawson Welch has 31 yards receiving. Blendinger, the sophomore wide receiver, has 9 yards. And that's really it. That's basically what they have. They've been pretty much a Shane McGee show in terms of efficiently moving the football. But kind of get a little bit of a mixture of everybody in there outside of him. So it's got a lot of football left. Very, very close game. Still one score game. So curious to see what Bradford and Eldridge both do to come out.
Yeah, and that's been a very competitive, a very competitive game. I think both teams, obviously, like we talked about in the pre-show, they got a rebound here after two gut-wrenching losses. And again, we do have our Love Toyota collision of the game. And like I said, my nominee, I think both of us agree right now, belongs to Braylon Austin. So
yeah, I mean, we had almost back-to-back-to-back.
It was three plays in a row.
We said, yep, that's it. Yep, that's it. No, yep. Never mind. Sorry, that's it. So yeah, I mean, it's been...
It's going to be hard to top Braylon Austin's.
Yeah, I mean, it was... he went high. It looked like... You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of the old late 90s, early 2000 Brian Dawkins hits where you just crush somebody coming across the middle that. That's what it reminded me of. He didn't lay him out like Brian Dawkins used to, obviously, but that's what it kind of reminded me of. And I love seeing hits like that. So he's definitely in the lead. Although Logan Kohler, again, like I said, seeing it from up here, I'm sitting there like a giddy schoolgirl. I'm like, come on. And so it's just kind of, it's funny to see him watching it up here as opposed to being on the sidelines like I have been in the past. So it's fun watching it and watching all the different things take place from a different angle.
So, Ryan, I'm going to run through some scores here around District 9. We have Central Clarion. They're up 15-12 over Keystone, who Keystone had a big game last week, too. That's going to be a barn burn. Central Clarion, also state runner-up last year in the 2A division for PIAA. So props to Keystone for keeping up, because Central Clarion did not lose a lot of pieces last year. From last year. You got Dubois and Punxsutawney. They are knotted up at 14 apiece. Brockway, no score update since the first quarter. It's 12-0 over St. Mary's. Port Allegheny is up 36-0 over Montauk. So for anyone that's upset about last week, this is Port Allegheny playing against a 3A school and still putting up ridiculous numbers. So that's how good Port Allegheny is.
Yeah, we saw some stuff online, and I'm just like, come on.
Unreal.
I don't think you guys understand.
I think Port Allegheny is better than what they were last year.
They might be. They got a whole other year of experience. Yeah, they might be.
Yeah. Kern City's up 41-0 over Brookville. No report for Kane and Countersport football game. No report from the Ridgeway-Smith. Oh, there is a report. Ridgeway and Smithport, 0-0 at halftime. So, obviously, an offensive game there. Cameron County up 28-7 over West Branch. And no score for the Winburg-Hearnsville game, but that's all the way down in Center County, I think. Or Clearfield County, I think Hearnsville's in.
I can't even...
You know what? I might be making up stuff. I think I'm lying.
Geography was not my strong suit.
Obviously not my strong suit either, because I think I'm just making up counties in Pennsylvania. I know McKean County, and that's where Toji Substation is. And Toji Substation in Bradford, our third quarter contestant coming up is going to be Tim Garrity. Tim Garrity, when the Owls come out in the third quarter, if we score, you're going to get your free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. And if they don't, then you're still going to get a free lunch special from Toji Substation. So be looking forward to that. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to be back for a second half action. This was the CJ Wallace Engineering Halftime Show. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk to Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by their office at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service insurance agency for over 80 years. That's 814-368-7161 or Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor Fixed Blade Knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the Clip, the Drop, and the Skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And, of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor Fixed Blade Knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford. Toji's Family Restaurant on East Main Street has all homemade Italian specialties. Spaghetti and meatballs, baked lasagna, chicken parm, chicken spinach alfredo, plus fresh cut steaks and fresh beer battered fish fries 7 days a week. Enjoy their fresh garden bar buffet with homemade soups. Check out their authentic 28-foot full service boat bar. Toji's on-premise banquet room caters up to 120. Open 7 days a week. For delivery, call 36-TOJI'S.
Toji's Family Restaurant.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle.
Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889.
Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports.
B107.5 FM.
WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We are 2 minutes and 49 seconds away from starting the third quarter. Halftime did run out, but you do get the 3 minutes of stretching, which allows us time to feed your guys' ear canals with more football knowledge, Ryan. So my question to you, looking at the second half, what are some key points if you're Coach Puglio in the locker room? What are some things that you need to address, and what are some things that need to continue happening?
Well, first of all, I think you need to start off by staying consistent defensively. You guys have been playing really well. After the first quarter, even though they let up the methodical touchdown, that touchdown drive actually started in the first quarter. So after that, they've been pretty pretty disciplined. Haven't allowed McGee to get going too much. He's had a couple big runs, but other than that, I think that's going to be their focal point of their defense is to set a spy on McGee, not allow him to get going, and make other players on that team beat you, because you can't let him get out in the open field and beat you, and then because then you're in trouble, because he's very capable. But offensively, I think you just keep doing what you were doing. I mean, you put up 14 points. Yeah, one was a deep ball. That was a catch and run. But even on the ground, they were moving the ball very well then the second quarter there. So I think that's kind of what you stick to, because they have right now the momentum is wearing red and black right now.
Yeah.
So I think you stick with that and you don't try to differ too much from that.
Well, let me in a touching point, too, that I want to talk about and why that play at the end of the first half is so important is because now you have put Eldred on notice that now we have not only Logan Cole to worry about, but now we have to worry about Braylon Austin. And that's what that means is now you have two guys that you got to focus on, which means you might get openings for Fabian Shirk and Tommy Langdon, because now you're going to see that defense is going to be dialed back a little bit now. They're not going to be as aggressive because, hey, we don't want, as a coach, you don't want the top getting taken off of you again. So now you got to be a little bit more conservative on defense after giving up such a big play like that. And like I said, it's a good turnaround for the Owls after last week's blowout loss to the Gators. Mm-hmm. So it's a opportunity for them to kind of right some wrongs here, and it's looking like things are going in the correct direction for the Owls. So we have 15 seconds here. I want to give the shout out to the Bradford Owls marching band. They did an excellent halftime show.
Color guard as well.
And the color guard too, and the cheerleaders too. They're killing it out there. And I think it's frat night. I think that's the theme.
Is that what's going on? Frat night?
Yeah, and I don't understand, and maybe I'm getting old now. I don't think that I am. But now these kids, they're wearing their jerseys, like these, like the pro sports jerseys. They're wearing them backwards now, like where the last name's on the front. I don't understand it. Maybe it's hip. I don't know. Maybe I'm an old dog now. I just don't get it. But apparently that's the style now.
That's it. Looks like I'm wearing my Lakers LeBron jersey backwards.
All right, so the Owls are going to get ready to get kicked off here. Keyshore is going to get the ball lined up. And I'm not going to lie to you about Caden, because he's wearing these bright neon green or yellow cleats. Every time I see him on the field, I think there's a penalty flag.
Looks like something that the Bradford Raptors should be wearing.
Yeah. Who are playing tonight against the Allegheny Limestone. But here's the kick by Keyshore, and it's going to be a good boot, and it's going to get down to the 10. It's going to be returned by Eldred.
Oh, holding right there.
And it's Welch in a wide open field, and he's got one man to. Oh, he's going to get pushed out of bounds. Whoever that was, I think that was Keyshore who forced him out of bounds. So he's going to get pushed out at their own 47 yard line. So that's where Eldred's going to take over starting the second half.
Yeah, and that play got sprung because the referees missed a blatant holding call on that right hand side. Not quite sure who it was that was being held, but he got whipped around by his shoulder pad, and you kind of saw him throw his hands up as he was falling to the ground. So I'm not quite sure how the referees missed that, because it was right in the middle of the play.
Well, they've been missing a few things tonight.
We'll see.
Also, the Raptors are the Pee Wee team's up 20-0 right now over the Allegheny Limestone Gators.
Oh, go Pee Wee.
So we're going to get a twin set here. We got number 7 in motion for Eldred. And McGee's back, and he's going to hand the ball off to Eaton, who's going to pick up about a yard, maybe two. It's going to bring up a second down and long for the Terrors.
Yeah, simple handoff right up the middle for Eaton. Not really anything special when he becomes involved. They just kind of, he's usually the one, if he's getting the handoff, he doesn't come in motion. He stays in the backfield, just kind of takes the handoff. So that contradicts what I was saying earlier, but doesn't at the same time, because it's either guy in motion is getting the handoff.
You're in a quagmire right now. That's what you're in. I've learned that. I just learned that word.
You don't even know what that word means.
Nope, I sure don't. But we're going to get a stack formation. And McGee's going to take it off. He's going to keep it to the left, and he's got some blockers. If he gets around the edge, he's out past the 50, down to the 45. Looks like he's going to get pushed out at the 44-yard line. And now they're going to mark him at the 45, so it's going to bring up a third down and 2 for the Terrors.
Fabian Shirkin, good pursuit right there on McGee. He's able to bring him down just outside of the out of bounds marker. But good job by him not giving up on the play, because he got kind of sucked in a little bit, but then was able to redirect himself and come back and make the tackle on a good athlete, McGee.
So third and two, you kind of expect the Owls to pin their ears back and go after. We got that bunch for the bunch tight formation here for the Terrors, and it's going to be a pitch to Welch, who's going to get around to the outside, and he's going to find the hole.
Oh,
and the ball's
ball
on the ground, and the Owls, everyone on the Owls is indicating that it's their ball, and it is. It looks like Matt DeCasper is going to come up with the fumble, and they're going to take over at their own 40-yard line. So big-time play by the Owls. You can't script it better, right? Force a turnover coming out of halftime. So the Owls have the ball at their own 39-yard line, so the Owls are cooking.
Yeah, like we said, I mean, momentum's currently wearing red and black. That fumble adds even more to that, so now the offense got to come out and use that momentum to their advantage and see if they can put a punch into Otto Aldred's plans here.
So the Owls are going to come out of shotgun for the wing T formation, and it's going to be a handoff to Tommy Langdon, who's going to try to get to the outside. We got a couple Eldred players who turned what could have been a big mess into an 8-yard pickup, 9-yard pickup. Tommy Langdon, who he's running towards us, towards the home bleachers, cuts it back across the middle of the field, and he picks up 9 yards. It looked like he was going to be brought down for probably a 4 or 5 yard loss, so good job by Tommy.
Looked like Pat Mahomes in that Super Bowl a couple years ago when he was running around for his life and ran for 400 yards, but only ended up with officially like 40 yards rushing.
Yeah.
He ran for about 20 yards there and only gained 9 yards.
That's 3-time Super Bowl winner Patrick Mahomes that you're referring to, but looks like we have our shotgun formation again, which I do like this formation more for the Owls coming out of shotgun. It looks like Giordano's going to be the keeper, and he's going to get out to the 50, and he has enough for a first down. So a 3-yard pickup by Andrew Giordano. And I also want to add, the Bills just released their Nike Rivalry uniforms, and it's a whiteout.
Yep.
And that is one of the cleanest jerseys out of that series that Nike just released. I will say that
the metallic bill logo on the shoulder pad is very, very clean.
And it looks like we're going to have a official. Oh, we have an injury on the field. For Aldred. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with the action. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
At Worth W. Smith Company, you'll find what you need when it comes to shovels, rakes, pruners, and all sorts of other gardening and landscaping tools. Why take the chance of getting splinters from old dried-up cracked handles or the frustration of fighting with the rusty chipped cutting edges on your loppers? Their staff is always eager to lend a helping hand with getting you what you need for the project ahead. Stop and see them today at any of their 6 locations in Bradford, Olean, Salamanca, Cuba, and Eldred. Remember, if you need it, you'll find it at Worth W. Smith Company.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We can't tell what the injured Terror player is, who it is, and we don't want to speculate, but this will give us some time to kind of gather ourselves here with what's starting out to be an electric third quarter for the Owls.
Yeah, and you get the turnover right in the first possession for Eldred. Bradford has got positive momentum offensively, but now the injury. Hopefully that whoever that is that's down is okay. But the injury in this downtime does kind of drain you a little bit. Your momentum starts coming down a little bit. Your adrenaline starts coming down a little bit. So it's important for Coach Jeff Puglio and his other coaches and these senior leaders on this team to keep them energized so that way they're not getting too comfortable and too unwound here.
Yeah, because you can get to a point like to a point to where you get a little too comfortable with the downtime, especially just coming out of halftime, too, where you have all that time sitting.
Yep.
So it's tough coming out of that. So that's why you got to be engaged, and that's why you always see, although frowned upon, I get it, you always see coaching happening when you do see an injury. And the Eldred player is up on his feet. I can't tell who it is. I think that's their kicker.
77, yeah.
The kicker, that's the grown man.
Isaac Vincent.
So it looks like he's going to be okay. He is getting a little help to the sidelines, but doesn't look to be anything too serious. So the Owls are at the 50-yard line at midfield. Keenan Miller in for the Owls at the halfback position. Tommy Langdon in the backfield. Logan Kohler opposite of Keenan. And Braylon Austin on the field. Again, no high safety. Keenan Miller in motion, and it's going to be a fake handoff. And Giordano's going to do a keeper. And good block by Tommy Langdon, who that probably was only a pickup of 1 or 2 yards if it wasn't for Langdon's block. So he's going to pick up 5 yards. It's going to bring up a second down and five for the Owls.
Yeah, and honestly, they could have went for more, but Tommy was a little late to react to the run coming to his side. He kind of, I don't know if he thought if Gio was going the other way or if he was supposed to like delay block there, but he didn't think that was a designed
quarterback run.
It might not have been
because the receiver there's a tell at receiver whether it's a run play or a pass play. Usually, if they're running at you, it's going to be a run play. If they're running away from you, it's a pass play. But it's going to be Gio again who's going to keep it. He calls his own number. And he's going to pick up 6 yards, and it's going to be good enough for a first down Owls. And they are moving the ball. They are at the Eldred 39-yard line.
Yeah, Gio with 13 yards rushing in this this drive already, and basically been all him this drive, really.
And there's 8 minutes and 35 seconds to go here in the third quarter with the Owls leading the Terriers 14-8, which is refreshing to say.
Yeah, I mean, I think Drew Hammock was the problem.
I think he was, too. And here's going to be a handoff to Tommy Langdon. The ball's on the ground. It looks like some miscommunication. I think Andrew Giordano did recover the fumble, so some miscommunication between Tommy Langdon and Andrew Giordano. That's going to back him up to the 46-yard line. So it's going to bring up a second down and what looks like to be 17.
Yeah, which is that type of mishap is rare for two players that have been playing at this level for a long time. I know Andrew was probably sitting behind
Talon Reese
last year, but still somebody that's been in the system for so long, pretty rare for that type of stuff to happen, but unfortunately it does, but luckily Giordano was able to recover it.
We got trips right for the Owls with a single receiver, and it's going to be a bubble screen to Colton Miller, who's out in the open field, and he's going to get brought down at the 39-yard line, and he's going to pick up about 7 yards, so it's going to bring up a third down and 10. And I believe that's Colton Miller's first catch of the year, which will be a 10-yard reception for him. So, obviously, you're in that plus territory. You're in that gray area. I'm not sure the boot on Keyshore, but I don't imagine he can kick a field goal at 57 yards.
Probably not. I feel like we'd be reading about him in the paper.
Probably be reading about him on Max Prep so he can kick a 57-yard field goal.
I mean, he's a habitual soccer player, so he might be able to boot it that far.
Kohler in motion. It's going to be a handoff to Kohler with blockers out in front of him. He's going to get out to the 35, and he gets popped. And he's going to get out to what looks like the 34-yard line. So fourth down and 5 for the Owls. And
Kohler came hobbling off of that play.
Kohler did.
Looking down. Yeah. It's
4-5. And you know who's redeeming himself from a rough start is Jacob Abers, too, because
yep,
he was a lead man out there, and he wasn't too happy about the hit on Logan Kohler there.
No, he had his running backs back there.
Yep. So the Owls look like
Bradford needs to bring somebody in for Kohler.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to get a timeout from Bradford. So there's 6:10 to go here in the third quarter. The Owls lead 14-8. They are driving, and it's a fourth down and 5. We'll be back after the timeout. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, T-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMinard.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team Minard!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. It looks like Coach Puglio had some time to think it over and drawing up what the fourth down play is going to be, because we're not punting the ball here. You
nope.
can't.
I mean, you could.
You can, but you're not going to.
No.
So we're going to get the wing T formation. Keenan Miller in at running back for the Owls. And I can't tell if that is Kohler, if he's back in the game or not. But we're going to get motions, not Kohler, and it's going to be a handoff to Tommy Langdon. He's got the first down.
Running
and he's
over
out
people.
To the 25, maybe the 24-yard line. That's going to be good enough for an Owls first down.
Who is that? Who did he just run over? Jacob Abers. He just ran over the back of him because he was out doing what he was supposed to be doing, lead blocking, doing a good job. And Tommy Langdon just said, get out of my way.
And that's fine between those two because those
100%.
Two grew up together, basically neighbors growing up in Custom City. So, they've been best friends for as long as I can remember. So I'm sure they've had plenty of instances like that. So first down and 10 at the Eldred 31-yard line or 26-yard line. Keenan Miller in motion. We're going to get a handoff.
Ooh.
And
false start by everybody.
Everyone but the Owl in motion. So it's going to back him up 5 yards. It's going to be first down and 15 at the 31-yard line now.
The entire offensive line and the receivers all moved before Jacob Abers and Mr. Giordano did.
And a shout-out to the underclassmen, too. We have a lot of underclassmen that have earned a lot of playing time here for the Owls. Lucas Wallace. You got Keenan Miller, who had a couple touchdowns against St. Mary's in the JV game on Monday.
Which Bradford won, correct?
Yep, and we're going to get a bubble screen to Colton Miller, who Colton was thinking about running before catching the football. So that's going to be second down and 15 for the Owls.
Yeah, I think Colton got a little happy feet there. He had a chance to maybe pop that open a little bit, and I think he just got a little too anxious because he was looking upfield before the ball got to him. You got to look that ball in first before you start worrying about getting upfield.
And I'm sure that he's probably going to get a text from his uncle, whoever that may be.
I'm sure he will.
So second down and 15 for the Owls. We got Keyshore on the field at receiver, and Giordano's going to step back to pass, and going for it to, is that Braylon Austin again? And it just falls through his hands, but a beautiful place ball by Giordano. So now third down and 15 for the Owls. And I know that the pass just went incomplete, but I think the passing game is there.
See, that right there was a beautiful ball because with Braylon Austin, as soon as he looked back, that ball was coming into his breadbasket.
Yep.
And all he has to do, he had to moss him a little bit. He had to jump over him just a little bit. But all he has to do is just bring that ball in, and that's a beautifully placed ball. I think Andrew probably hopes he would have led that a little bit more. But other than that, you can't ask for a much better throw in that position.
And we got Tommy Langdon with the carry and not fooling anyone.
Not a fan of that play call, I'll be honest with you.
No, not on third and long. So you don't pick up any yards, maybe a half yard. So fourth down and 15. We're going to give Keyshore a shot. I think it's, 52 yards from here?
Oh, that's
47. That's
a,
47 yards.
That's a kick. Ball's at roughly the 30.
Yeah, that's a long field goal. There's 5 minutes, 20 seconds here to go in the third quarter. The Owls have a 14-8 lead.
Keyshore is out there.
It looks like they brought Braylon Austin out. Back again too. So play clock's winding down, and it looks like the Owls are going to have to burn another timeout.
It's number two for this half already.
In a second, so they have one remaining. What is a tight ball game, and it's something you got to think it over. You got to think about what you're going to do. You can play the safe route and try to go for a pooch punt. Usually, those end up it ends up being a touchback anyway. So you're giving them 10 yards. You can go for it. You got 15 yards, though, so it's hard to do. Or you can try to kick the long field goal, which I think, seeing the extra points, he has some boot on him.
Going for it and kicking the extra point are essentially the same things. If you don't get it or you miss the field goal, you're ending up in the same spot. It's essentially a shallow punt. You're pretty much in the same position either way. So whether they're definitely going for it because Giordano's still out there. Caden Keyshore's lined up a wide receiver right now. Definitely going for it.
But if you think about it, if they do kick the field goal, it makes it a two-score game.
They do.
Because you go up 9. So the Owls are going to go trips left with Keyshore as a single receiver to the right. And here's a snap.
Keyshore got a beat.
And he's got him beat. And it's going to fall. Oh, and it hits right off his helmet. So it's going to fall incomplete. And Eldred's going to take over at the 30-yard line going the other way. And he had him. I mean, I think that was just a duck. The ball was...
It's... it was a duck, and Caden Keyshore was expecting the corner. I believe it was number 14.
Yeah.
14 for Eldred, who was in coverage on him, Leland Welch. I honestly think Keyshore thought that he was going to get his hand on the ball, so he stopped moving his hands towards the ball and stopped attacking, thinking that he was going to have to go possibly make a tackle, and then it just hits him basically in the face mask and falls incomplete. And that's unfortunate for Bradford because I got another ball that Dre Donner probably wants back, though.
Yep.
Probably could let him a little bit more, had a little bit more oomph to it. But unfortunately, turnover on downs.
So Eldred at their own 31-yard line. And we're going to hand off to Eaton, who breaks a couple tackles, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds at the 39, maybe the 40-yard line. So close to a first down, but not enough. Looks like they're going to mark him at the 39-yard line, so second and short for the Terrors. And it looks like we have 4:55 to go here in the third quarter with the Owls leading the Terrors 14-8.
Yeah, so far it's been a very back and forth game. Momentum swung both ways. And right now with that missed opportunity right there for Bradford, that has got to be a little upsetting on their sideline, because you had an opportunity to go up two scores here, weren't able to.
Oh, we got a botch and another whistle.
Why is the timeout by Coach Eric Reese?
So Eric Reese is going to burn a timeout. So after the Eldred timeout, it's going to be second down and one. And Eldred kind of got bailed out a little bit.
No, 100% got bailed out. Honestly, I don't even know if the ref blew the whistle before the ball was snapped. That might have been shortly after the ball had snapped. So Eldred definitely got bailed out there and was basically given a second chance on life here.
Yeah, they were.
I don't know if they would have recovered that fumble or not.
So McGee back for, and he's going to take it to the right, and a couple hours, Owls in pursuit. And that's going to be a penalty. There should be a penalty flag for a block in the back, so this is going to come back. Looks like they got Braylon Little with a block in the back, so this should be coming back.
Let's see. A lot of communication.
Let's see what the referee has to say. Holding. Probably a holding, but there was definitely block in the back, too. Either or, the ball's coming back. So we're going to see where they mark it. They're going to mark it at the 29-yard line. So it's going to bring up a second down and 11 or short 12, depending on how you look at it.
Students back with the "you can't do that" chance.
Which they're right. They're honestly right about it. If you think about it.
They're smart kids.
Not allowed to do that in football. It's the rules.
Do you know why we're called the Owls here in Bradford? Where our mascot got its name from?
Where'd it come from?
Because they're a sign of vision and wisdom.
Oh. And they got a stooge like me on the radio. And McGee's going to drop back for the pass. He's going to get brought down. I don't know who that was, but he wasn't letting him go this time. I think that was Jake Abers.
That's Sean Ward.
Oh, Sean Ward. Okay.
Seven, Sean Ward, who is my MVP, my sleeper MVP pick.
He saved what could have been a first down run by McGee right there with that. I'll call it a sack.
I would call it a sack.
I'll call it a half-yard sack.
I mean, it's behind the line. It's behind the line of scrimmage. Yep. It's a sack.
So 4:18 to go here in the third quarter with the Owls leading 14-8, and what now has turned into a defensive game. So each quarter has a different story for him, and Tim Garrity, we didn't forget about you. Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. If the Owls do score this quarter, you're going to get a value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant.
Uh-oh.
And big time play. Was that who's that on that sack?
It's number 7 for the Owls.
Oh, that's
Andrew Giordano.
Andrew Giordano, quarterback to quarterback, said, hey, I can do it. It looks like Sean Ward's down.
Sean Ward is down.
Looks like he got his ankle rolled up.
He got stepped on in the backfield. Mm.
That's always the worst, too, especially with cleats.
Yep.
I know the feeling. Yeah, hopefully it's up and quick about it. Tim Garrity, Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. Again, if the Owls do score this quarter, we got 3 minutes, 45 seconds to go. You're going to win a value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If we don't score, no harm, no foul. You still going to get your lunch special from Toji's Substation. Ryan, what is your favorite meal from Toji's?
My favorite meal?
Yeah.
Honestly, I love me. Are we talking from the Substation or are we talking from...
Altogether.
The actual...
Both.
Both?
Yes.
So my favorite overall is a hot chicken tender sub.
Oh, okay.
Toasted provolone cheese with lettuce, Parmesan cheese, tomato, and ranch.
Sounds yummy. And Sean Ward up on his feet, and he's going to go off on his own. But he does have to take it. He wanted to go back out and play, but he does have to take his play out because he was the injured player. So big-time sack by Andrew Giordano. It's going to bring up a fourth and long. It looks like a fourth and 18 for the Terriers, who are going to be forced to punt. And I don't, you know who I don't see out in the field?
Who don't you see?
Logan Kohler. He's not returning that kick.
Nope.
Maybe that is Logan.
Wait, who is that? That is Logan Kohler.
I didn't see him.
Yeah, he's right there. He is returning that
punt. Oh, there's the kick, and it's going to bounce at the 49-yard line. Logan decided not to return it, and it looks like it's going to get down at the 29-yard line for the Owls. Number six for the Terriers. I know you know what I'm about to say. Yeah. The Turf Monster got him hard.
Oh, yeah.
Running uncontested.
Grady Van Camp. I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh, but when I looked down to see who was trying to block him. It was Fabian Shirk that was trying to block him. And then all of a sudden, I just looked back up, and Grady is skipping across the turf like a rock across water.
He skipped for like 5 minutes, too.
He really
too.
Did.
That's why we tell you the Turf Monster undefeated.
The Turf Monster is 100% undefeated.
And you never know when you're going to get struck by him.
Nope. I've gotten plenty of attacks from the Turf Monster, having Jim out in this field before. So I know, and falling on this turf just unexpectedly does not feel great.
No, and I've gotten a coach in Raptors football, too, gotten tackled by the Turf Monster.
Oh, see that. I feel like
coming out of
worse.
The national anthem, too, in front of everyone. So we got a penalty flag. The Owls were lined up in their wing tee. So this is going to get pushed back 5 yards. So it's going to bring up first down and 15 now for the Owls at their own 24-yard line.
Ref did not motion for a false start, though.
He didn't, but it was.
Huh.
We got some movement down on the sideline. 61 looked like he was warming up for the Owls. I can't tell who that is.
61?
It is Luke Erickson.
Sophomore offensive lineman. / defensive line.
So I want you to pay attention here. You got one-on-one between Braylon Austin and 14 with a lot of green grass. And it's going to be a handoff to Logan Kohler. He's going to bust one tackle. He's going to get out to what looks like the original line of scrimmage. So it's going to be a second down and 10 for the Owls after a 4-yard pickup or 5-yard pickup.
Yeah, Logan's not 100% limping off the field right now. Probably not worth further injuring. I'm assuming it's his ankle or he has a cramp, one of the two.
Yeah, and then freshman Max Gow is in running back two for the Owls. So you have a Max Gow, and then you have Keenan Miller out on the field for your running backs, and then Tommy Langdon at fullback. Max Gow in motion. It's going to be
plays blown dead, false start again.
False start again by the Owls. So that's going to back him up again 5 yards. So Logan Kohler, you're 5 yards. Oh, it's going to be a legal procedure. They had two men in motion. Looked like you had Gow and Miller both kind of moving at the same time. Gow for sure. Miller probably trying to adjust his feet, and you can't do that once the play starts. So back to second and 15 for the Owls at the 24-yard line.
So here we go. Another one-on-one on the far side of the field here.
We got motion. Yeah, it looks like we have
another flag.
Tommy Langdon, and these are all things that you can control too. This a flag in the backfield is 99 out of 100 times a holding call against the offense.
Who is that? Holden 68.
68 on the outs.
Bryce Thomas.
Bryce Thomas getting called for the hold, so that's going to back him up another 10 yards.
So now, as you would say, they are shooting themselves in the foot.
They are. So it's going to be second and 25 for the Owls at their own 14-yard line now. So any game plan that you had for these early downs on this drive are thrown out the window because now you got to pick up chunk yardage. Colton Miller coming in with the play to give to Andrew Giordano. Play clock's winding down. We're at 15 seconds.
Yeah, unfortunately, you don't have your most explosive playmaker at the moment in Logan Kohler, so you got to find somebody else that can step up and get a big play here for you with a second and 25.
It's going to be shotgun for Andrew Giordano, and the ball's over his head, and you got to just throw the safety. That's smart play by Andrew Giordano. People are going to ask, why did he throw it out of the back of the end zone? And I'll explain this to people listening at home, why that's a smart play.
Mm-hmm.
He had four or five defenders running right at him. Yep. He recovered the fumble in the end zone. And instead of giving up the 6 points for the touchdown, you just give him the 2 points. It's simple as that because he wasn't making it out of the end zone.
Right.
So that's a good heads-up play by Andrew Giordano. I know, like I said, I know you're giving up the 2 points, but two is better than six in this situation.
No, 100%.
So the defense will get credited with the safety. It's not a particular number either on a play like that.
No.
So that's going to bring the score 14, Bradford, Eldred 10, and Bradford's going to have to punt the ball now to Eldred. And you got to kind of got to think that momentum might be going back in Eldred's favor here.
I mean, you would think so, but Eldred hasn't been on the field in what feels like a very, very long time.
Well, they had the 3-and-out, and, well, 2 3-and-outs here in the third quarter. But you just
but real
series
lifetime,
of unfortunate events, yeah.
Yeah, real lifetime. I feel like they have not been on the field in a long
no.
time. So their team's going to be relatively well-rested, especially McGee.
Am I not familiar with I thought you had the punting off of safety.
In high school, I'm assuming it's probably a kickoff.
All right, so 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. The Owls leading 14-10. Having to kick the ball off after the safety, the heads-up safety by Andrew Giordano. And here's the kick by Keyshore. And it's a good little boot. It's going to be returned at the 35-yard line by Welch, who's got some open space.
Uh-oh.
And heads-up tackle by, is that Colton Miller?
Yep.
Colton Miller with the shoelace tackle to save probably what was a touchdown.
Yep, 100%.
So Dawson Welch, good return for the Terrors, and they're going to take over in Owls territory at their 42-yard line.
Yeah, Dawson Welch made a handful of really nice returns here for Otto Eldred. Unfortunately for them, they're not able to take advantage. They haven't been able to take advantage so far, but now we have what I'm assuming is a somewhat cold Otto Eldred offense coming onto the field.
That might be the
spark
they needed.
On the field for Bradford's defense.
So McGee back after a tight twin set here. He's going to drop back the pass. You can't lose contain, and he's going to throw the ball. It's going to fall incomplete, intended for, is that Welch?
No,
Blenninger. So it's going to bring up a second down and 10 after the incomplete pass. And a minute 45 here to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, McGee right there rolling off to his right. Blenninger ran a nice out route to the sideline. McGee just needed just a little less touch on that ball because it soared just outside the fingertips of Blenninger, who has made a good attempt. He made a good effort on the ball. But, Bradford's defensive line able to get some pressure on McGee, making it uncomfortable for him to sit in the pocket and just make a good throw that he wants to throw.
And we're going to get a false start or illegal motion here it's going to be a timeout by Eldred. So we're going to take a quick timeout. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle. Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We're still in the timeout. I'm going to run through some scores as quickly as I can. Port Allegheny is up 52-0 over Montauk. Carson City 55-6 over Brookville. Kane is up 6-0 over Countersport. Ridgeway up 21-0 over Smethport. Dubois and Punxsutawney. Dubois 28, Punxsutawney 27. And Central Clarion and Keystone 15-12. So we got some barn burners around District 9 today.
Yep. Port Allegheny doing their thing.
Yep, and McGee's back to pass. And he's going to roll off to the right. And he can't lose contain there. And McGee's going to... He didn't go out of bounds. Wow. Unbelievable play by McGee. He's going to pick up a massive chunk of yardage. It's going to be good enough for a first down for the Terrors. And we do have an Owl player down on the field, but he's able to get back up on his own feet. So I can't see where the yardage is, but it looks like he's going to be get down to the 24-yard line. So big pickup by McGee, looks like. Yeah, what, 18, 19-yard carry by McGee?
That's what I was thinking, about 20-yard gain, yeah.
So Eldred with the first and 10 at the Owls' 24-yard line. McGee and shotgun. Play clock running down.
That's zero.
And we're going to get a delay of game against Eldred. Wasn't able to get the play call in quick enough. And both teams have used two timeouts here in the second half. So you kind of got to take the penalty here. You don't want to burn your last timeout because we're not in the fourth quarter yet. We still got a minute to go here in the third.
Yep.
So it's going to be first down and 15 now at the Owls' 29-yard line. With your Owls leading 14-10.
They're going to be in trouble again. They've got nine seconds off getting up to the line of scrimmage just now.
So there's 5 seconds left on the play clock. And here's a snap, and it's going to be a McGee keeper who somehow juked out everyone on the Owls. He juked out like 7 guys.
Yeah, and he just lowered his shoulder and put a big hit on somebody. I'm trying to figure out who that is. Is that two?
I think that was Shirk.
Yeah, Fabian Shirk just got hit by a Mack truck and the name McGee on it.
Yeah, McGee Trucking. You're welcome. I just created your future, Shane McGee. There it is, yeah, McGee Trucking. So it's going to be second down and 9 for the Owls. I mean, for the Terrors. And a little confusion here. 50 was getting off on the field. He's coming back onto the field. Got motion, and it's going to be a pitch to Eaton. That don't look like Eaton. Oh, he just got popped.
Ooh, who is that? Is that 57 again? Yep. Sean Ward with a big hit again.
Not bigger than Braylon Austin, but that'd probably be runner-up for Love Toyota Collision of the Game.
Oh, yeah, he got hit hard.
And again, Tim Garrity. Looks like Eldridge's going to let this go, but Tim Garrity for the Togies touchdown sweepstakes. The Owls did not score this quarter. But still, you are going to get the free lunch special from Toji Substation. But that's going to do it for the third quarter with your Owls leading the visiting Terrors 14-10. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Do you suffer from moderate to severe arthritis, knee, hip, or shoulder pain? Do you suffer from hand arthritis or plantar fasciitis? Have you been told that you're not a candidate for a joint replacement or don't want a joint replacement? Injections no longer manage your pain? If yes, then transarterial musculoskeletal embolization, or TAME, is a non-surgical treatment option now offered at Allegheny Vein and Vascular. Dr. Robert Tejera offers a minimally invasive procedure that blocks abnormal vessels in the joint that are responsible for inflammation and damage to the joint, leading to pain, stiffness, and swelling. This quick, safe, and nearly painless office-based procedure is covered by Medicare and many other insurances. Please call their office at 814-368-8490 to schedule your consult today. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Call today and tame your pain.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. Mr. Ryan Mack, we should hold our 4 fingers up in the air for 4 because this is the important quarter that can make or break it. For the Owls.
Why are we holding our fingers up?
That's just a thing you do in football. Hold your fingers up. Symbolizes in this fourth quarter. We got motion by Eldred. And McGee stepping back to pass. He's going to step up in the pocket. And the Owls did have a spy, but there's a penalty flag, which I'm going to say this is holding against Eldred.
It is in the area. I would say so, yeah. Referee's pointing at number 61 for Eldred. That would be Phoenix Klein.
What a name, Phoenix.
Great name.
Oh, legal motion again.
Legal motion.
It's So it's going to be a five-yard penalty. So on third down, not what you want for the Terriers. It's going to bring up a third down and 14 at the Owls 28-yard line now. So
it must be they weren't pointing at Fannis. They must have just pointing in his direction.
Yeah.
But he clearly thought that they were pointing at him because he threw his
hand. Oh, the penalty is going to be declined. The Owls declined it. It's going to bring up fourth down. Oh,
okay, good. I like the call.
So it's going to be fourth down and fourth and nine. Five. Oh, yeah, fourth and five.
Here we go.
So we got twin set, McGee back. And here comes the snap. McGee looking for a receiver. He's going to go for
He's
it.
Got one.
And it's going to be an interception. Just go down. I can't tell who that is on the interception for the Owls, but.
Intercepted by
number two.
Shirk.
Fabian Shirk. So second interception by the Owls. And the smart move there was to go down. Shirk is going to be limping off the field. But, hey, it's fourth down. You got to go for it. Same as a punt in that situation. So the Owls are going to take over at their own 20-yard line.
Yeah, so now, 11:46 left in the fourth quarter. You're up by four. Still definitely can't go conservative.
No, because you want to get another score up on the board. You want to go up 21-10 here if you can.
Right. But the opposite end of that is Ottawa only has one timeout left.
Right.
So maybe you can go a little conservative. And wear that clock down.
So here's the model or the wing T. And we're going to get some confusion out of the backfield. And Luke Kohler with the carry. He's going to make what could have been a mess. He's going to make it a positive play. So it's going to be a pickup of, looks like, three and a half yards. So it's going to be a second and six for the Owls.
Yeah, it could have been. It looked like bumper cars out there.
Yeah.
Ran right into each other.
They sure did. It just looked like Andrew just turned the wrong way on the handoff.
Yeah.
Happens.
It does. Either that or Core didn't run deep enough into his transition
right, where
the handoff was supposed to go. But either way.
So shotgun snap for Giordano. And he's going to be a keeper. And he's going to run right at the middle. He's got some space.
Go meet that block.
35, 40, out to the 50. Just moving his guy. And probably should be a penalty flag, but it wasn't aggressive, like it wasn't an egregious hit. But he did get tackled out of bounds when he was already out of bounds for probably 2 seconds. Either way, big pickup. I don't know the yardage on that.
They're at roughly the 25.
Yeah, and he's out to the – so, yeah, we'll call it a 27-yard pickup for Andrew Giordano.
Yep.
Into Owls terrorist territory. Wow.
Say that.
What a
fat,
sentence.
Buddy.
It messed me up when I was thinking about it. So first and 10 for the Owls. And Giordano's going to call his number again right up the middle. They see something. He's out past the 40, down to the 30, down to the 25, and he's going to get brought down at the 23-yard line. So a 20-yard pickup again.
Another 20-yard pickup, yep.
So the Owls moving the ball here. It's mainly the Giordano show right here on this drive.
He's got 47 yards rushing in two plays.
Incredible.
That's
incredible.
That's almost 24 yards a carry.
Incredible. So the linebackers, these middle linebackers are going to probably start covering that A gap. So we're going to get shotgun or under center again.
Running down. Uh-oh.
And you don't want to burn your last timeout.
Coach Eric Reese burns the final timeout.
And he was in good shape, too. You got to let the clock run down because they were at 3 seconds. And that was going to be a delay a game against the Owls. So Coach Reese for the Terriers calls his final timeout with 10:20 to go here in the fourth quarter with the Owls holding a 14-10 lead. Wouldn't do that.
Like Coach Reese as a coach, but I don't agree with that call. I understand why he did it because he doesn't like that QB draw that Bradford's now running, and he thinks that they're just going to keep going with it until he makes an adjustment. But with only one timeout left in a close game, even if they do score off of it, you're still only down 20-10, but now you don't have any timeouts at all. Period. So even if Bradford could. If Bradford could milk this down to 5 minutes left, then you have no timeouts. and possibly just one more possession for the rest of the game.
Big uphill battle. So they're going to come out under center, and that's going to be a handoff to Tommy Langdon, who has a hole right up the middle, and it looks like they found a weak spot here on the Eldridge defense. He's going to get out to the 19, so it's going to be a pickup of 7 yards for Tommy Langdon. It's going to be a second down and three.
Do you want to know what it is?
The
Isaac Benson is not in the game anymore.
He is not in the game, and they're just attacking that gap right there.
Yep, they're attacking the middle.
And
where
Owls are hurrying up here because they see it, and Tommy Langdon again with the carry. And he's got one man to beat, and that's going to be an Owls touchdown. Congratulations to Shane Ludwig, who is our Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes winner. You're going to get a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. That is a 19-yard touchdown run by Tommy Langdon. So the Owls are going to go up 20-10 over the Terriers, pending the extra point.
Yeah, great job. I mean, like you said, they were just hurrying up, getting right back up the middle of that field where Isaac Vincent used to be, was causing them fits. And now he's no longer in that game, in that gap there anymore. And now Bradford's able to take advantage of it.
So Keisha on for the extra point. Here's the kick. It's up, and it looks good from our end. So the Owls are going to take a 21-10 lead over the Terriers. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk to Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by their office at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service insurance agency for over 80 years. That's 814-368-7161 or Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We just saw a pretty methodical drive here, pretty quick methodical drive by the Owls, doing kind of whatever they wanted. That ended in a 19-yard touchdown run by Tommy Langdon. Extra point was good by Keyshore, so that's how we get Bradford 21, Eldred 10. We got some miscommunication here on the field for the kickoff. I do want to give a quick shout-out to our significant others who allow us to do this every Friday, to Alicia and Carly. So shout-out to them. Always appreciated. We love what we do here. We love talking football.
Yeah, absolutely.
Me and you, inseparable. We got to watch college football all day tomorrow.
Oh, I cannot wait for college football.
My favorite season of the year. But Keyshore on the kick. Kicks up. And it's going to be returned at the 9-yard line by Eldred. And that's going to be a holding call on 14. And that, he was grabbed by the face mask and ripped down, and no penalty flag.
Yeah, I don't like that. Number 21, Bentley Evans, was on kick coverage, and he quite literally got ripped down by his face mask. So
by his face, and it was pretty evident. It wasn't even like a close call. It was a rip. But either way, he's going to get – Terriers going to bring the ball out to their own 31-yard line. So it's going to be a first and 10, Eldred. Shane McGee, uphill battle here. 9 minutes, 42 seconds to go. Down 11.
See what you got, kid.
Here's a snap, and he's going to drop back the pass. And it's going to be a screen. And it's going to be intercepted by 55. I think that's Braylon Little.
It is.
And three interceptions on the day by Shane McGee. And the Owls are cooking. They are at the Eldred 24-yard line. And
this is back-to-back interception for McGee.
67, it looks like, or 57. Sean Ward limping off the field again, so hopefully he's okay because he seems to be the heart and soul of the Owls team.
Yeah, for the, on their defense, for sure.
So if you're Bradford here, I think you have to take a shot. You have Eldred on their heels right now.
You think you try to put a couple nails in the coffin right here?
Do it right now. If there's ever a time to do it, it's right now.
Just go for one while they're...
Take your shot right here, Braylon Austin. You're going to have your one-on-one coverage because they've not been playing with a safety high. And look at the size difference.
You've got
for
a size mismatch
here. Big time. So I would go... I would take my shot here from the Owls.
Let them go deep fade route.
And they're not going to take the shot. They're going to go right to Tommy Langdon. He's going to get out to the 20-yard line. He's going to pick up 4 yards, maybe 5 yards. It's going to be a second down and six is what they're going to call it. So 4-yard pickup by Tommy Langdon.
Yeah, and Colt Miller just comes in now, brings in the play. But right there again, trying to attack that middle where big number 77 is no longer in the middle for Eldred. That's obviously been a huge loss for them.
Oh, yeah. So Giordano lining up a shotgun. Here's a snap, and it's going to be a keeper. He's got some space to run. He's out 15 at the 5, and he's going to be in for an Owls touchdown. Andrew Giordano with the 21-yard touchdown run. Oh, there's a penalty flag on the field. Let's hold our horses. Holding. Offense. So this is coming back, so it's going to wipe out the Giordano touchdown run. You could hear the collective gasp here at the Owl's Nest.
I'm not going to lie. I did not see the flag back there.
I didn't see it either because Caden Keyshore decides to wear cleats that blend in with penalty flags, so I've gotten used to not seeing the flags.
So you don't even look for them anymore.
Nope.
You just wait.
So that's going to back him up to the 31-yard line. So it got pretty quiet here.
It did.
Take your shot again.
It honestly seemed like they just walked up and said, same play.
Yep.
Broke the huddle.
Run it again. And here's a snap. And it's going to be a screen to Braylon Austin who drops it. So it's going to bring up third down and long. So it'll be third and 17 for the Owls at the Terrors 31-yard line.
Yeah, Braylon Austin had some open space in front of him. He had Logan Kohler blocking for him. Had a lot of room to work with if he was able to bring that in. But, again, got a little happy. I think he got his eyes looking upfield a little too soon. And these young kids just got to remember to just really focus on bringing that ball into your hands before you start trying to look upfield and get moving again.
So Giordano back for the – and the screen's there for Colton Miller. Same play, same result through the hands.
I like that drop, though, because Colton Miller was going to get about to get jacked up.
He was about to be featured on SportsCenter or NFL Countdown. With Randy Moss, you got jacked up because he was about to.
Yeah, Dawson Walsh was bearing down on him, and I'm actually okay with that drop because he was going to get hit hard.
But maybe Colton Miller was taught growing up that we catch the football.
If it hits you, you're supposed to catch it.
Yep. So Owls are going for it here at the 31 on a 4th and 17, and Andrew Giordano back, and the ball's over his head. And just throw it out of bounds. No, man. Well, you can't throw it out of bounds because same result because you're going to get intentional grounding anyways. So
Silas Knapp.
Silas Knapp. So the Terrors are going to take over at their own 48-yard line. We're going to take a quick break. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle. Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford. 98CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
And welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We just had a shot taken downfield by Shane McGee and an excellent defensive play by, I think it was Fabian Shirk.
Yep.
Who the Eldred receiver had a step on him. Perfectly placed ball by McGee. It sure came out of nowhere, got a hand in there just to deflect it because that's probably a walk-in touchdown if he doesn't get there and he misses that ball.
I honestly thought Dawson Walsh came down with it. I thought he snuck it in right over his hand.
So we're going to the twin set. Now it's going to be Trips. Trips closest to us. McGee's going to take another shot down the field with a wide-open player.
That's a great ball.
And that's going to be Welch and Logan Kohler not able to catch him in time, and that's going to be a touchdown, Eldred. That looks like a 48 or 52-yard touchdown pass. Shane McGee to Welch. And don't count out the Terrors so fast because 21-16 now, pending the extra point or two-point conversion.
So yeah, right there, that's a classic Madden route right there. Just a simple seam route and beautifully blown throw by McGee. Got it right up over Keyshore's fingertips. Right in the middle of the field, and then he's just off the races. All he has to do is beat one guy in Logan Kohler, and who's not an easy guy to beat by any means, but was able to get it done. Touchdown for Otto.
Eldred going for the two-point conversion. McGee drops back and feeling the pressure. And he's going to roll out to his right and tries to throw the ball. He's going to skip it off the ground. Two-point conversion, no good. So the Owls will hold a 21-16 lead over the Terriers. We're going to take a quick break. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle. Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We got ourselves a ball game, Ryan Mackey.
Yes, sir.
We just had a 52-yard touchdown pass from Shane McGee to Welch. Two-point conversion was no good. The Owls still hold the lead, 21-16. The Owls' offense here better wake up on this drive.
Yeah, at the end of that last drive, I mean, you had another fourth down snap go high for Andrew Giordano, and you got to get that under control because you can't be shooting yourselves in the foot like that in these type of situations.
Here's the kick for the Terriers, and it's going to be returned.
Logan Corey's
got some space. Out past the 50. Out past the 40.
Oh, he's up.
And he's on his way, and not so fast, Eldred, and that's going to be a touchdown, Owls. Logan Kohler with the 90-yard touchdown return. That's going to bring the score. Bradford 27, Eldred 16, pending the extra point. Logan Kohler, back-to-back weeks with kickoff returns for touchdowns. Not the guy you want to be kicking to.
No, I think you might have some teams that aren't kicking to him anymore. Or at least making it as difficult as humanly possible for him.
You might start seeing a lot of more pooch kicks.
Yeah, he's... We said in the pregame that he had the juice to break open in those gaps right there, and I mean he's shown it on a couple occasions, and right there was the biggest example of that.
Logan Kohler making this case for Model T and MVP player of the game, and here's the kick by Keyshore. Kick is up, kick is good, and the Owls are going to take a 28-16 lead over Eldred with 8:02 remaining here in the fourth quarter. So to kind of give you a breakdown of what happened here in the last 2 minutes, we had a touchdown run by Andrew Giordano get called back. And then a series of unfortunate events led to a fourth down, high snap that went over Andrew Giordano's head. Recovered it at the 48-yard line. Eldred took over, incomplete pass, and then we had a 52-yard touchdown pass from McGee to Welch. Two-point conversion, no good. They had to kick off to Logan Kohler, who then decided, hey, I'm going to take it 90 yards to the house, put up my arm, take care of it, rock it like a baby, and go.
Take my baby home.
You're going to take your baby home. So the Owls are going to kick off at their own 40-yard line. It's going to be Keyshore.
I think Logan Kohler was singing that. Anything you can do, I can do better.
I think he
I
had
can
to
do go. Anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Because, I mean, Dawson Walsh just had a house call. Logan Kohler said, I'm going to double up.
And here's the kick. Good boot by.
It's going to be an awkward bounce.
And that's going to be returned at the 10-yard line. And he's got some open space. And he's out past the 45, out to the 50, and he's eventually brought down right around the 50-yard line, maybe into Owls territory at the 49-yard line. Hard to tell. Fabian Shirk saving a touchdown.
Definitely a touchdown-saving tackle right there by Fabian Shirk because he had nobody behind him, and nobody was in a good angle to bring Welch down if he was able to break that free.
You know what this reminds me of right here? We're in the fourth quarter.
What's that?
7:52 to go. Owls leading 20-16.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of a Max Holloway, Dustin Poirier fight where they're just trading blows left and right.
Who's pointing at the ground right now, though?
Right now it's Eldred.
Bradford Eldred saying, come stand right here.
And here's a pass. It's going to be a swing pass. And it's going to be blown up. Oh. Tommy Langdon with a good tackle is going to lose a yard. The Terriers are. So it's going to bring up second down and 11.
I'm sorry, I got excited right there for a second.
I think that was Eaton on the reception. Yep. Who's going to lose a yard. So second and 11.
Yeah, you saw. I got to apologize again because I was like, oh my gosh, light him up. But see, again, coming up here from the booth, you see him coming downhill like that, and it's just, if he catches that ball, it's one of those hits that a football fan just dreams
you're waiting
of.
For. It.
Yeah.
So everyone out wide for Aldred. McGee going to drop back, and he's going to call his own number. He's going to take a keeper. He's going to hit a spin move. Whoop! And another spin move, and he's going to, brought down by a few Owls, he's going to pick up 7 yards. He's going to bring up a third down and three.
Yeah, design QB run to the left side for McGee there. Didn't even hesitate to take off to the left side. And, again, Aldred for some reason has a weird infatuation with running to the short side of the field. With an athlete like McGee, you would think they would want him to get more into the open field.
Right.
And not cut himself off at a corner the way he does. I mean, he does a good job of getting away from those would-be tacklers. But at the same time, you're really limiting yourself and your ability to get into the open field that way.
So the third down and three for Aldred. McGee's going to drop back. And he can probably run if he wants to. He's going to throw the ball. It's going to be caught, and he's going to get popped by Logan Fuller. It's going to be good enough for a first down. It looks like it's going to be a 9-yard completion to Welch. And now they're getting moved into Owl territory at the Owl's 34-yard line.
Yeah, throwing that ball all the way across field. Lucky there wasn't somebody in the area for Bradford, because that easily would have been picked off in a house call, because that's thrown from essentially the hashes on the left side of the field all the way to the hashes on the right side of the field. You're not going to have anybody in the area. So,
do you want to know how
good overall play? But
do you want to know how important, how much they respect McGee's running? The guy that was on spy gave up his route to get to McGee, and that's going to be a quick completion to Welch again, and he's going to be brought down at the 30-yard line. So he's going to pick up, or 29-yard line. He's going to pick up 5 yards. He's going to bring up a second and five for Aldred, and Aldred, you kind of got to probably pick up the pace a little bit because you have no timeouts.
Nope, and you got, what, 5:20 left in the game?
5:20 to go.
Down 12,
so.
Bradford gets the ball back. It'd be very easy to waste a lot of time off that clock.
Here's a snap. McGee dropping back. And very shifty. He's going to get out past the – he's got enough for a first down, and he's going to get out of bounds at the 17-yard line. It's going to be good enough for an Aldred first down, so –
pick up, what, 13 yards?
Yeah, 13 yard run by McGee. But you're kind of going into the defensive mode where we're bend, don't break.
Yeah, and I think you kind of have to go in. In this situation, I'm okay with that. Usually you're a little bit more aggressive, but with only 5 minutes left, knowing that the Otto Eldred doesn't have any timeouts, you're going to get the ball back at least one more time. I'm fine with the bend, don't break mentality.
McGee back again for the pass, and it's going to be a long pass to seven. He's going to pick up what looks like 6 yards. It's going to bring up a second down and four. Oh, it's going to be a second and five for Aldred.
It's Bundinger's first catch of the second half. It's been awfully quiet in the second half here. And McGee seems to be happy with just dinking and dunking. He's got 9-5-5. Not really... I mean, he's definitely looking to be more aggressive, but Bradford's defense is...
Well, nothing not over the top. If there's ever a shot right here, it's right here in man coverage.
Quick seam route right here.
And there it is.
Nope.
And McGee's got some room to run. He's out past the 10, and he's trying to get out of bounds, but doesn't make it.
Fabian Shirk with another impressive open field tackle.
And great job by Fabian by not letting him get out of bounds.
Yep.
So maybe a 1 yard pickup is going to bring up third down and four for Aldred. And we're at 4 minutes and 30 seconds to go here in the ball game.
Yeah, Aldred, I think Aldred needs to be calling two plays at once here. I don't think
you can
afford to be sitting here getting into a huddle every time. You're wasting almost a full play clock every time they get in that huddle.
So they're going to go trips at the top of the field, the single receiver closest to us. McGee's going to drop back to snap, going to fake the handoff. Owls bring pressure, and McGee sees an opening, and he's going to get out of bounds. He's got enough for the first down. So the clock will stop at 4 minutes. Your Owls leading 28-16. Oh, they didn't give him the spot.
Really?
So it'll be fourth and short.
Oh, I think that might be a
That's a makeup call.
I think so.
That's a makeup call from earlier. So fourth down and short for Aldred, and if they don't get this, this is ball game. You'd have to think, right?
Essentially, yeah. Definitely not kneel down territory, but you're pretty close.
A couple first downs. Pack your bags. Go home. And here's the snap. McGee dropping back to pass. You can't. I wouldn't let this ball go. There it is. And the pass is going to fall incomplete, and the Owls are going to take over on downs at their own 8-yard line. And just as we were talking about, Orion, probably a couple first down seals, or you're going to drain the play clock.
Yep. So what you can't have is you can't have any mental mistakes here.
Nope.
Can't give any reason for yourself to get pushed back, to pin yourself even deeper.
Stay in
balance. You're at the, what, 8-yard line?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're at your own 8-yard line. You have to stay in bounds. You have to not have any mental mistakes, and you definitely can't lose the ball.
No.
And you need to pick up at least one first down in order for this game to be really considered done. And I'm not going to say it's over yet because I've seen crazier things happen. And we've both seen games that have scored back-to-back very, very quickly. But one more first down.
Under center, it's going to be handed out to Tommy Langdon, who sheds one tackle. He's out past the 10 to the 11-yard line. So he'll pick up 3 yards, maybe 4. So it's going to be second down and 7 for the Owls, and you kind of just let this clock go. You can get it close to 3 minutes and 1 second before the next snap.
Yeah, so in high school you can...
3:05.
You're quite literally taking a full minute off every other play.
Yeah.
So you're going to lose. You're going to get this down within 3. You run a play. I mean, you're taking it all the way down to 2, maybe even below 2 minutes. And being up by 12, I mean, that pretty much seals the deal.
Here's a snap, and it's going to be a keeper by Andrew Giordano. And he's going to get to the 15-yard line. We'll pick up two yards here. So it's going to be third down and 4 for the Owls as the clock keeps ticking. Who is, in this situation, a friend of the Owls. So 2:45 to go. You get the first down here, and you can kind of almost call it at that point.
Now, if I'm Coach Puglio and I call that play, I'm telling Gio that you better protect that ball of your life because he had that Josh Allen run going with the one-handed flowing the
I'm
ball
calling him
a little bit.
I'm calling him my best player right here, which is Logan Kohler on this play.
Third and 3.
And it's going to be a keeper by Giordano. And he's got enough room. He got enough room for the first down.
Lost the ball on the way down. Depending on how the refs rule this.
And it's good enough for a first down. 2:19 to go here in the fourth quarter.
He went down pretty hard there, too, on his back.
Yeah, he did.
On the tackle.
So big time. We do have an Eldridge player down on the field.
A little gamesmanship?
I don't know. He was laying down the whole time. I just kept thinking he was going to get up. But this ain't going to be a timeout. The clock will start once the both teams take the field, so there's no benefit in doing this if it was some gamesmanship.
Wasn't assuming, but...
Yeah. Well, we watch college football, we know.
Yeah, we have. In NFL, it happens.
Yeah. Smart play at that level. It was a loophole, but they kind of outlawed it now. But, Ryan, looking ahead next week.
What do we got going on next week?
Let me pull my handy-dandy schedule out here.
Where are we going to be at?
I know we're on a road.
First road game of the year.
Yeah, we're going to be...
Hostile territory.
Down in Punxsutawney.
Oh.
Punxsutawney, who usually has a good football team.
Going to see the Phils.
Not many people know this. Punxsutawney, home to the Groundhog, that decides whether we have more winter or not. Not widely known knowledge. Punxsutawney and Dubois tied 35-35 right now.
Oh.
Port Allegheny, game's over there in Moniteau. Port Allegheny wins 66-14. Carn City beats Brookville 62-14. And Kane beats Countersport 31-0.
Did Matt Bodimer up there still?
Matt Bodimer is still the coach at Kane. Second year as a head coach. The clock is rolling. We're just under 2 minutes here.
Fun fact you also didn't know about Punxsutawney. It's the first animal I've actually wanted to punch.
Is it really?
Keep telling me I'm having more winter. I don't want that.
Ignorant little
fella. I want it to be summer. Victory formation for the Owls. Yeah. And that's Nia once more, maybe twice.
Yeah, we're at minute 30 here to go. And it's looking like, can't call it yet, not until it's over, but it appears that the Owls are going to move to 1-1, and the Eldridge is going to fall 0-2.
Which is somewhat of a surprising start, given what they've done the last handful of years, new head coach, Eric Reese. So, but two tough teams.
Yep.
To start the year.
We're just under 60 seconds here.
So Bradford's going to run this down. It'll be about 21 seconds left before they have to snap it. And then
they can just snap it at the 45 if they want to and then end the game.
Yeah, if they snap it right now, they can just kneel it and call it a day.
All right, here they go.
Yeah, one more snap, and there it is.
There it is, and your Bradford Owls are going to claim a home victory over the visiting Otto Eldred Terrors with a final score, Bradford 28, Otto Eldred 16. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We'll be back with the post-game show.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, W.R. Case & Sons, Allegheny Vein & Vascular, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Metallico Bradford, Bud's Towing & Recovery, Gleason Construction, Team Minard, and Worth W. Smith Company Hardware. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps and WESB.com.
Real estate is not a trend, it's a fact of life. Whether you're buying or selling a property, call a professional before you begin your journey. That's Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate. Kathy will take the time to provide you with the information you need to help you make the best real estate decision. Kathy has years of experience in the real estate market and can educate you in making the right choice. Her motto is, planning is key. Call Kathy Obermeyer with ERA Team VP Real Estate today to discuss your present or future plans. Call 814-368-3994.
When you need help on the road, like a flat tire, out of gas, jump start, lockout, or need a tow, even secure indoor storage for towed vehicles, remember this number, 814-331-3260. That's Bud's Towing and Recovery, 814-331-3260. Save it in your phone because you never know. Flat tire, dead battery, need a tow, or if you're out of gas, Bud's got your back, 24/7. New business, same guy you know. Give Bud a call if you need a tow. And if you've had an accident, be sure to ask for him by name. Bud's Towing and Recovery, 814-331-3260.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. You'll always get great meals and a relaxed family atmosphere at the Model T. Stop in Fridays and treat yourself to one of Jason's delicious fish fries and their other tasty menu items anytime. Relax and enjoy your dinner or drinks outdoors on their beautiful deck and patio area. You'll love it. Whenever you're looking for a great night out, meet your friends at the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. This is your post-game show, and your Bradford Owls bring home the 28-16 victory over the visiting Otto Eldred Terrors, which was mainly led by Logan Kohler. A big game for Logan Kohler and a big game for Andrew Giordano, too.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like we were talking about, it was a back-and-forth game, kind of like offensively, like we would have your offensive splashes, and then we'd go into a cold zone where it's a defensive battle, and then fireworks here in the fourth quarter. And ultimately, Bradford got the last laugh, with Logan Kohler kind of putting the nail in the coffin with the kickoff return for a touchdown.
Yep.
So your Owls will go on to win the game, 28-16. To start the game, we had nothing going on in the first quarter. Pretty defensive battle.
Yep.
Halfway through the first quarter, Eldred went on this long, methodical drive, which took, I want to say, eight or nine minutes off of gameplay.
Off the clock. First and second quarter, yeah.
Which ended with a 13-yard touchdown run by Shane McGee, who followed it up with a 2-yard, 2-point conversion run for him as well. That brought the score to 8-0. And then the Owls went back-to-back scores on a 96-yard drive that ended with a 28-yard touchdown run by Logan Kohler on a sweep. Caden Keyshore kicks the extra point. The Owls are down 7-8. Elder comes out, 3-and-out, and then we have an interception, right?
Yep, the interception.
Yeah, the interception at the 25-yard line that we do give credit to Logan Kohler for.
Yep.
There's like 5 seconds left to go in the game, or in the half, and coach calls Braylon Austin's number. Andrew Giordano throws up a prayer. Braylon Austin catches it, takes it 75 yards to the house, and the Owls kick the extra point. They take a 14-8 lead going into halftime. Coming out of halftime, it kind of slowed down a little bit, the game. There was a fourth down snap that went over the head of Andrew Giordano.
Yep.
And I think I'll call it a heads-up play. I think a very smart play. Instead of giving up the 6 points because he was going to get tackled in the end zone,
mm-hmm.
he throws the ball out of bounds. That's where the safety comes in. That brings the score to 14-10. And then we get into the fourth quarter, and we have a pretty good drive by the Owls. It's an 80-yard drive, and it ends in a 19-yard touchdown run by Tommy Langdon. Caden Keyshore kicks the extra point. The Owls are up 21-10. And then Eldred comes out firing after that drive, and they go on a quick drive, and it's a 52-yard touchdown pass from Shane McGee to Welch. 2-point conversion, no good. Our score is 21-16. And then very next football play, then soon kickoff. Logan Kohler calls his own number. Anything you can do, I can do it better. Takes it 90 yards to the house. Extra point, good for Keyshore, 28-16. That's where we end up. Keyshore 4-4 in his extra point, so yep. Good job by him. And overall, I think a good game. What are your thoughts about the game?
I mean, really back and forth. The third quarter got a little slow. We had a couple guys go down. But other than that, I mean, the first quarter, like you said, kind of feeling out. It felt a lot like a boxing match tonight. First quarter, a lot of feeling out, just kind of seeing what each other's going to do. And then Otto debatably takes a couple 10-8 rounds with that long methodical drive that ends with a touchdown in the second quarter. And then Bradford, to their credit, hung in there and, I mean, fired some shots of their own. And in the fourth quarter, landed the haymaker knockout with a 90-yard touchdown from Kohler. So I think it's a very positive win for Bradford. Yeah. Any win is positive, but there's a lot of good things that they did. And there's a lot of good adjustments that they made, too. Noticing that number 77 for Otto Eldred, Isaac Vincent, he was out of the game after he got injured, and he was a huge cog in the middle at the beginning of the game. And then we saw them run Tommy Langdon up the middle a couple of times, and Coach Puglio was like, hey, but that's working now.
Yeah, something's here.
So then they had Giordano on a couple of QB draws. He gets a couple of huge gains, got 47 yards on back-to-back carries, and then they're just kind of off to the races from there, and they never really looked back. So, I mean, credit to the coaches on noticing the things that were happening. Credit to the players for doing what they're supposed to do and executing well and getting a win to go to 1-1 on the season.
Yeah, next week we visit a very tough Punxsutawney team who, within the last 4 years, built their program back up. And last we checked, they were tied 28-28 with DuBois, which they're no slouch either. They just had a shootout victory last week against General McLean, which is usually an eerie powerhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So Punxsutawney is going to be a tough road trip, which we are going to be live on air at 6:45 next Friday for that game. Ryan, who is our Model T and MVP player of the game?
Oh, you got to put me on the spot.
I sure do.
Oh, man. I mean, I think a couple people could have got it. I think Andrew Giordano had a really solid game. He goes 3 for 5 throwing the ball, 85 yards in that touchdown. He ends up running the ball a ton in the second half. Ends up with 64 yards rushing. I mean, you can go with the emotional leader in Sean Ward. I believe, is that his name, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Sean Ward, who ends up with 8 tackles plus a sack. Played injured. He was limping off the field quite a bit. But for me, I think what sealed it for me was Logan Kohler's 90-yard kick return for a touchdown. I think kind of seals it for me for him to get the MVP because he was also playing injured as well. He was not 100% when that all happened as well. So gutsy performance by him. He ends up with 2 total touchdowns, 112 yards on the ground, and the rushing touchdown there plus the kick return for a touchdown for 90 yards. So he's over 200 all-purpose yards for the game. I think that's very well deserving of a MVP award for this game.
Congratulations, Logan Kohler, for your Model T and MVP player of the game. And for me, I'm going to take the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls collision of the game. And it happened in the first quarter, and nothing even came close to it. You had a screen pass for Eldred, and the receiver spun out of it, and out of nowhere, like a missile, Braylon Austin comes in, cleans the clock of the Eldred player. One of the biggest hits, like I said, I've seen in the last 3 to 4 years in high school football. Braylon Austin putting a stamp on it, who had an excellent game too. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to Braylon Austin for winning the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the Game. Ryan, anything else that you would like to add tonight?
No, just really quick. I didn't want to leave him out. I didn't mention him in the running for the MVP, but he probably should have been at least been mentioned. Tommy Langdon finishes with 78 yards rushing and a touchdown of his own. He had a really big second half. Did a lot of his damage in the second half. Honestly, only had 24 total yards in the first half. Ends up with 78 in the touchdown. So shout out to him, another player that played really well tonight. But other than that, thank you, Cam, for being here with me tonight and allowing me the opportunity to be here. And WESB and all the volunteers that are here tonight as well at the game. And it was just fun to be back in the booth and watching some football again. Excited to watch some more college football tomorrow.
That's right. And, again, we're going to be down in Punxsutawney next Friday. We're going to go on air around 6:45 p.m. We hope that you guys join us. For my broadcast partner, Ryan Mackey, and for my producer back at the studio, Igor, I'm Cam Snodgrass, and this is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.